Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan, what you doing?
Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
Captain America.
Just not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.
Here we go!
It's Friday.
This is a request song moment.
Hey, Christian. Yes, Christian!
Did I just miss it?
Yeah, you missed it. We played both of them.
Do you ever play them again? As sure as the sun and by Ellie Alcom and Pacific Gold, I'm set free.
Christian calls back the very next day.
You play As Sure as the Sun?
Christian, we already told you, man.
What about Ellie Alcom?
What if I bought you the album?
All right.
One day later.
Hey.
What up?
Hi.
I know this is really weird, but... can I take the request song?
Christian!
Oh, Christian! Christian, Christian,
welcome
Christian!
Welcome, everyone!
No.
Welcome Christian to the show. Yes, you can, man.
No, you
what do you
can't.
Want to hear?
No.
Let me guess. Ellie Holcomb, As Sure as the Sun.
No.
No, stop it.
No.
No,
right?
Christian.
No.
But give him a chance.
No. Steve-O?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
One day later.
Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Who is this?
It's me, Christian.
Hey, Christian.
Christian.
What are you doing, man? How's your morning?
Hey, I just missed that song from Ellie Holcomb.
Christian calls back the very next day.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Christian.
Hi.
Is this Christian?
Is there a request song I can take? Ellie Holcomb, As Sure as the Sun.
He loves
old,
that
I'm set free.
Christian, do you remember the rule?
What?
Do you remember the rule on the show?
Yeah, what is it?
You tell us.
Yeah.
What's the rule?
Never ask again.
One day later.
Hi.
Christian! Christian!
Interrupting you guys. You know, I just missed that Ellie Holcomb's As Sure as the Sun last night.
Can you play it on for me?
Can you play that song until 9?
This Friday is just like last Friday.
Human beings were not meant to sit in little cubicles staring at computer screens all day.
I feel so cooped up in this place.
It's showtime.
Oh, give it up for Christian.
Man, that guy don't give up.
No, he doesn't.
He's the persistent widow.
Good morning. It is Friday. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao, 612.
High today of 52 degrees.
Yes, guys, I've got on my sweater.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm warm.
Yeah. It was so cold this morning.
Oh, you...
it's freezing. Yeah. It's so cold. It's wintertime.
Love it.
Oh. Welcome to our little morning show here. Doing this thing until 10.
I'm going to the doctor to get my shoulder checked out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about
our
day yesterday.
We have to. I am in so much pain, but not from work.
Mm-hmm. Ow. Yeah. I got a big old bruise on my shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Our big day with APD SWAT.
SWAT!
So much
SWAT,
fun.
SWAT. We got a big show today. Ginormous show for a Friday. Would love for you guys to be a part of it with us. Of course, we got the podcast. If you here, I was driving yesterday because we left the SWAT thing, and then I had to go continue over to the west side to get Caleb because he was doing an ROTC shooting competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get stuck in traffic. I normally don't have to deal with traffic all that much because I barely leave my house ever. And I was sitting there going, man, there is nothing to listen to on the radio. There is nothing.
Mm.
I mean, if you like music, you're then sure. But then I was sitting there going, man, I wonder how many of our listeners don't know how to download a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. especially, you know, sorry, older generation. I think like my mom, she knows because I had to walk it through with her, you know.
Right.
And so I was sitting there going, this is because I was listening to a podcast while I was driving on my phone. And I don't know. We need to do like a how-to video on how to download a podcast.
I think that's a good idea.
So people, because think about it. If you only get a little bit of the show, right now you're in your car, you download the podcast, and then later when you're back stuck in traffic leaving work, you can actually listen to us.
Uh-huh.
You just turn us on again.
And that's a good idea.
Right. It's commercial-free. There's no songs. It's just us.
Yeah.
The whole show. So we'll put that together for you if you're confused, or just hit us up in the live lines. Say, hey, I don't know how to do this. We'll help you out. So yeah, yesterday we got to go and hang out with the SWAT. The SWAT. APD SWAT.
Shout out to Jason and the entire crew. He listens. Heard us talking about our CrossFit shenanigans and how you and I are cheaters, Dexter, at the gym from time to time.
I was trying to remember when did we say we cheated?
Yes.
I remember the exact one. It was kettlebell swings, mm-hmm. and then we had to do wall balls, and then we were running out the back.
Yeah, you guys ran out
remember?
The back door.
Yeah. And it was, I can't remember.
I know I was mad at
it
you.
It was
because
an ungodly amount. Yeah, it's because I picked a heavier. Yeah.
Yeah, you picked a heavier kettlebell than me. And then you actually called me out in front of everybody, in front of the coaches, and said, Dex has a 15-pound kettlebell when I have a 25-pound.
Kettlebell.
And I said, what did I say, cowbell?
Kettlebell, kettleball, whatever.
Yeah, I got so mad at you because I knew that this was going to be a hard workout.
No, and then I picked heavy wall balls for us, too.
Yeah, you did.
Because you had like a 14.
That's
I'm
right.
like, come on, bro, it's 20.
Yeah, and we couldn't even finish the work. We had to cheat. That's what it was. We had to cheat.
No,
it
wasn't didn't have to cheat.
We didn't have to.
No.
We didn't have to.
There was no way.
There
was no way we could get through that workout with what you picked for us to do.
There was a way.
So
no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So
I would have died.
Jason heard all those shenanigans and thought, you know what? One thing you can't cheat on? The SWAT obstacle course.
Yeah, no, duh. There is no cheating at all.
There is cheating the SWAT obstacle course.
So, yeah, thank you so much for inviting us out yesterday. I showed up to the course, and the idiot inside of me looked at the course and said,
oh,
I
dude,
can do this.
Samesies.
I can do this.
I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
We're not like, I don't know, going under barbed wire fences or, oh, okay.
Yeah, we got
all day, bro.
It's going to be easy.
All day.
It's going to be. And in the course, it's kind of like if you walk to, it's not as big as a football field, but there's a little track around
it. Yeah, it's about 400.
Yeah, and there's just a bunch of different obstacles around the course. And so usually, I guess, the average, they want you to do it under like 4 minutes and what?
435.
435 is what they want you to do it in, or you have to do it again until you get under that.
Oh, yeah, you don't pass.
So
you fail. They send you home, actually.
Yeah. So these two bozos... I don't know what happened. The communication was not there, but I just thought that you guys were going to change your shirts, and they come back in like SWAT gear, like pants, and I have jeans on. And my first thought was, well, I'm all right. I'll just do it in my jeans. No big deal. Then I'm like, no, I need to change. And so I walk over. One of the guys walks me over to his car. He opens up the back of it. This guy has the setup. I mean,
it was the dopest ride.
All this tactical gear that you can imagine was
my favorite. Was like
car.
The Sector 9 stickers and all the like. He went and visited the factory. Actually, he's got like
really
he longboards.
His name was also Jason, right?
So
was it? I can remember
I
his
can't
name.
Remember.
But he handed me a pair of pants, and I'm like, thanks, man. I appreciate this. And I went to put them on, and they wouldn't fit.
Beautiful.
So that was fun. Oh, and so I said, do you think you got another pair? These don't fit. And he goes, oh, yeah, I gotcha. He handed me two or three different pairs of pants. I couldn't button them because I'm so fat. So finally he goes, wait, I got this. And he hands me a flight suit. And I could barely fit into that. I mean, it was.
But you did it.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, this will be funny. I'll just wear this, even though I can't breathe and the circulation is, my legs are going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk over, and then immediately you guys, everybody starts laughing at me. So I rolled with the punches and.
Did a really good job, buddy.
And we kicked the thing off, and Teo.
Don't ruin this.
I'm not going to ruin anything. I'm not going to ruin anything. Because you got to go watch the video.
You do. So, by the way, it's not up yet. No. But for those that don't know, so we do the morning show, and we've been given a really rad opportunity by a local TV station here on Comcast. It airs on Channel 27 Comcast. We do a thing called Stand By for Awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially us rocking shenanigans, similar to what we do here. And what's really rad is they break it down for YouTube, so you can actually go check it out at youtube.com/standbyforawesome.
Yeah, I'm plugging this thing all day.
I know.
And all that. I'm just
Listen, if you want to see it,
don't do it.
Yes, yeah, so the video will be done probably this weekend sometime, and we'll make sure and post that for you guys to watch. But of course, we knew Teo, Mr. CrossFit over
Stop.
Here,
yeah,
was just gonna kill it.
I got to be honest. I really wanted to beat him.
I know.
I was like, I'm going to do it. And I'm really bummed because I wish I hadn't jogged it out towards the end.
So we won't say who won and who lost. I'm pretty sure you could probably figure that one out.
I mean, you can figure it out. There's no, nobody's going to beat
you. I will say I couldn't get over a wall.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's a metaphor for life.
Yeah.
You get by with a little help from your friends.
And Teo's so sweet because he's like, it was definitely the flight suit, man. And
it was.
That made me feel good.
It was like super restrictive.
It was. I don't know how much. It could have been.
Dude, I kept seeing you try, and you couldn't get the like your legs.
I couldn't. And then the vest and everything.
Right. No, I know.
I couldn't do it.
I truly think if you had gear your size, it would have worked.
Well, I appreciate
that. But you were trying to be funny.
I appreciate that. I think if I would have worn my jeans, I would have blown them out. I would have
kind
the crotch,
of would have been
yeah,
awesome.
It would have been pretty funny, but yeah,
you should have.
Yeah,
should
have. Oh, guys, man. This was so hard for me, and this
we're doing it again in 6 months.
This is the thing about running the course is you can't give up because there's 6, 7, 8 of these guys.
Yeah,
and they're cheering you on.
Yeah,
they're running next to you. And you can't give up because once you feel like you're going to stop, because there's a couple times where I stopped,
yeah.
And they're like, no, you keep going.
Yeah.
And they like inspire you,
yep.
And everything inside of you says, you can't do this, but you just keep going.
Dude.
And it's all mental.
It was legit.
It was, for a fat guy like me, it was insane.
Near like the end. And it was like that quarter mile track that you have to run.
That last run felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
It was awful.
But then, one guy just started jogging next to me. And then he's like, dude, come on. Long strides, pick those legs up. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
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 And then I was like,
you're like sprinting.
I just booked it. Yeah. I was like, I am going to run. I'm not even going to stop. And I'm just going to jump this wall.
Yeah. It should take you, I don't know, 30 seconds to run on the track. It took me 5 minutes probably to run around that track. That's no joke. And the funny thing is I'm sitting there, and right as I start running, the guy goes, you're almost there. And I'm going, no, I'm not. And then I get about 10
Dex,
feet down the track,
to think
and they go, you're almost there. Just go around this corner. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not almost there, guys. They said that the entire time, and it was,
were almost done with it. You were on the last bit of it.
That was the worst. I thought I was going to pass out and die.
But you didn't. All the heavy lifting on my right shoulder, that's what kills the most.
Yeah, we had to carry a ladder.
The ladder was just bouncing on my like the bone right here.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. So that's sore. But other than that, I felt great. going home, and I was like, protein shake! I feel awesome!
Yeah,
I did it!
I immediately, when I left and I was driving to pick up Caleb, I had a talk with myself, and I said, self, you're going to really start hitting it hard.
Good. Gym,
and there's no more cheating.
Next time, we're going to, yeah, all of us.
Yeah. I need to start eating healthy because...
I love it.
I mean, the thing is with me in the gym is I feel like I've gained muscle.
Yeah.
But my body hasn't shredded any of this fat yet. Yeah. I'm still fat.
Well, today you're going to have a great opportunity.
Oh, did you just look at the wad?
Oh, man.
So glad.
You guys are going to have a blast.
Are you not going?
No, I'm not going today.
What do you mean?
Why?
No.
Why?
I'm not. I'm going to get a suit jacket because, well, I can't talk about this on there.
Well, you can do that afterwards, right?
No.
Can't you go after?
Actually, I really do have things. Tomorrow's my son's birthday at like 8 in the morning, so.
8 in the morning?
Yeah.
Why is it at 8 in the morning?
I don't know. We're doing like breakfast for some reason.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
With the family.
Just get it over with?
Yeah. Seriously. So it's like a breakfast party with
that's cool.
Like waffle mix and bacon and ordering cupcakes today and all the things I have to do. I have a list.
All right.
I have a honey-do list. I have to do this today.
You don't need the gym as much as I need the gym, so you're all right.
No, I still need the gym every day.
Not like me. Oh. But thank you again to SWAT because... It was so much fun.
Yeah, they all started with our boy Jason.
They were so cool.
Yeah,
they were amazing guys.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I just see off video. It's like, are we Facebook Live?
No,
no,
it's from yesterday.
Oh.
Hey, but we did get word the app and the website are not working.
Yeah,
you can listen through the webcam stream.
Oh, good.
You can still hear it through the webcam.
I
don't think the dump works on the webcam. So, like, that's
quite true.
That's the scary
today. BRB. I'm going to go ahead and go press some buttons and see if I can fix stuff.
Okay. So, thank you again to SWAT. It just had a great time. And I'm definitely excited to go back. I want to work my butt off so next time I do it, I can beat the course. And then next time you're gonna go up to, what was it, the Man Challenge?
Oh,
there's the Man Challenge and the Superman Challenge?
Yeah. No, not the Superman Challenge. I can't.
You'll do the Man Challenge
next.
I'm
going to try the Man Challenge.
So, yeah, they have other challenges. You can run the course in, like, more gear and a gas mask, and it's crazy. But my goal is just to actually get under.
You can do it, bud. I believe
get under 4 minutes is what I would like to do. I mean, maybe under 5 is what I should.
I believe in you.
Because it was crazy. But their job looks awesome.
Yeah. Well, those guys were so legit. And we got to, not only did we get to do the course, but we also got to do some target practice with the non-lethal ammunition that they use, like in case people ever get unruly or you got a guy running. These guys are legit. Like the APD SWAT team, they are legit guys. Mm-hmm. All of them very nice guys. It was just an honor getting to hang out with them.
It was.
And for them to take the time out of their day to hang out with us and run around the track with us and then just, you know, let us do target practice and kind of walk us through their life a little bit. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then they all donated to St. Jude. We raised $800 for St. Jude Albuquerque.
That's what kept me going.
So cool.
Yeah, knowing that, because that's the thing, we all three of us had to finish the race to get the money for St. Jude's. Mm-hmm. So that definitely... That pushed me.
So next year we're going to try to raise the stakes quite a bit.
Ugh.
Hopefully we can get some more listeners involved and just have a really, really good time.
Yeah.
Man, that was a blast.
Oh, I should have asked, and I could probably just Google this, but do you have to have been a police officer first before you can go into SWAT, maybe military background?
I'm not sure.
Or can you just anybody just go straight into SWAT?
I don't know.
I'll have to Google that. I don't know.
You Google it.
Or somebody can hit me up on the live line.
Maybe the live line knows.
Because I think you should definitely join.
No.
They need guys like you.
No, they don't. They have better people than me.
585 Live, you can text the show. Love hearing from you guys. All right, we have lots of stuff to get to. 5 tips for hosting a stress-free Thanksgiving. There you go. We're going to be, I don't know yet if I'm going to be hanging out with you guys. I don't know, but a lot of you are going to be getting together for Thanksgiving with the family.
Mm.
So you want a stress-free Thanksgiving, we'll help you out with that. We got a bunch of whiskey tangos to get to this morning. And, yeah, I'm excited for the show today. It's going to be a good one. Going to be a good one. Got some headlines. We'll check the roads. More voicemails. We're going to be playing some of those to get you guys to call us.
Yep.
585-LIVE. You can leave a voicemail. We'll be right back.
Here's another amazing story about the impact of Star DA.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, you guys have done a lot for me. It's really nice to be able to smile on my way to work in the morning. Like, star me in a cup of coffee is the way to go. I've been listening to you guys since the early days. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Star 88, touching our city and state. Your time to step up is during Star Week.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney, who called Donald Trump a con man and a fraud during this year's campaign, now plans to meet with him this weekend.
President Obama, during his last official visit to Berlin, praised Chancellor Angela Merkel as a strong leader and his closest ally.
During a news conference with his German host, Obama said the solemn responsibilities of being U.S. president forces one to focus.
If you're not serious about the job, then you probably won't be there very long.
The U.S. Surgeon General raising a red flag about addiction, both drug and alcohol misuse, calling it a major public health concern for the nation.
We have 20.8 million people in America right now who have a substance use disorder.
Deadly fuel tanker explosion in Mozambique.
Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio says he plans to challenge Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi for leadership of Democrats in the House. Pelosi, who's been the top Democrat in the House for 14 years, said earlier this week that at least two-thirds of her caucus still supports her. A vote is scheduled for November 30th.
More than a year after Bobby Christina Brown was found face down in a bathtub, her partner Nick Gordon is ordered to pay $36 million in a wrongful death case.
Good morning.
Whoa.
636.
What do you say the high today was? 59? 59. 59. Let's take a look at that. Oh, man, let's see. Lots of road construction all around the city this morning. If you live in the ABQ, pay attention to where you are driving. They might have shifted a lane. Those lanes shift their shapes.
Oh,
it's crazy. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, 585 Live, you guys feel free to text in, contribute to the show, be a part of it with us. You can also leave a voicemail. Star Week's coming up, beginning of December. We're asking you guys to jump on and support us if you believe in our mission. And we want you guys to leave a voicemail just telling us, you know, why you love us, why you love Star 88, why you listen. You got to get testimony, share it. That's all you got to do. It'll take you just 1 minute. Just do it. 585-5483. You can text it in or you can leave a voicemail. All right. Let's see. Today, 709 years ago, in 1307, William Tell, an incredible crossbow marksman, shot an apple off his son's head.
Mm.
Imprisoned for rebelling against imperial rule. Until he escaped and killed the local governor, setting off the famous struggle for Swiss independence.
Ooh.
His name was William Tell. That happened today.
Weird.
1307. Okay. 114 years ago in 1902, Brooklyn toy maker.
Brooklyn!
Morris
Day and the time.
No. Morris Michtin created the first what?
Slinky.
Slinky? No.
What year?
This was 114 years ago in 1902.
Silly putty.
Teddy bear.
Oh.
The toy got its name from an incident involving Teddy Roosevelt. He was on a hunting trip when he had the opportunity to shoot a large female bear, but decided not to kill the beast when he spotted her cubs nearby. You're just a teddy bear. You're a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Duncan Sheik today?
The creator of the donut?
Because I am barely breathing, and I don't mind waiting.
That was his big hit. But you know, he went on to write songs for other people and had a few
really?
More hits that he wrote for other people.
I thought you were just busting into the 90s.
Because I am barely breathing. I can't stand the air. I like that song.
It's a good song. It was a good song.
I just love it.
50.
I say he's 45.
47.
Ah.
Owen Wilson.
Hey. He went to NIMI.
Really?
Yeah. He is 45.
Did you say?
42.
48 today.
Ah.
He's getting old.
This next guy, he's one of my favorites. Kevin Nealon.
Mmm. Yes. Kevin Nealon is 60.
63.
Dang
it.
How about Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell?
Oh.
Dennis Haskins.
Dennis Haskins. I say he is 70.
68.
66.
Oh.
And our last one here, celebrating a birthday.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey's birthday.
It's Mickey's birthday.
Mickey's birthday.
The overlord of the Star Wars franchise.
Okay.
The Marvel franchise.
He is. All of the franchises. Okay. Wait. Now, this is post Oswald. Like, this is literally like.
It's when he was born.
When Mickey Mouse came to be.
So, Steamboat Willie?
Yeah, so that was.
Hey, everybody!
Okay.
I say 1930. No,
like 30s was already Snow White.
Man, you guys are just thinking about this.
Well, yeah, it's Disney, yo.
1923.
You think so? So that would make him.
I don't know how old that means.
90.
Oh, man. You're a little high on that one.
I say he's 85.
85?
Mm-hmm. I feel like there'd be a huge celebration if
he was. Hey, everybody!
100, and that hasn't happened, so. I say he, what did you say?
I'm going to need an answer.
Wait, what did he
say?
I said
85.
I'm going to
89.
88.
Ah.
So close.
Hey, everybody.
Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. All right. There you go. Hey. Maybe Mickey Mouse will call us today. Who knows? Who knows?
Hey.
Yeah?
Guys, a big movie is hitting the theaters today.
Talk to me.
That movie is called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, snap.
You've known for 24 hours that an unregistered wizard set magical beasts loose in New York.
Yes. Where is this man?
So, you're the guy with the case full of monsters, huh?
News travels first.
Ah, this looks great!
It does look great.
It really does.
Let's see. The new Harry Potter spinoff is the first of five movies set in the same wizarding world as Harry Potter, just way before Harry Potter comes along. It's based off one of Harry's textbooks from Hogwarts. You may remember that J.K. Rowling published it in 2001 to help benefit comic relief. It included handwritten notes from Harry on some of the entries, plus a foreword written by Albus Dumbledore.
Mm.
In the movie, Eddie Redmayne plays the book's author, Newt Scamander. He's a wizard from the 1920s who comes to America with a magical zoo hidden in his suitcase. Unfortunately, a non-magic user gets his hands on the suitcase and accidentally releases a lot of the creatures, which gets Newt into trouble with the American version of the Ministry of Magic, the Magical Congress of the United States of America.
Wow.
Colin Farrell is the wizard hunting them down. More importantly, Johnny Depp also has been cast.
Yep.
In the sequel.
No kid.
Yeah, and they are planning to do five movies with all of these shenanigans. So, Fantastic Beasts and Where
you
to Find
me,
Them
I
hits
love,
theaters today.
I love magic.
Don't. Come on, man. I
said, oh my God, I'm friends
come
and
on,
I just don't
want
to. Oh! Tio!
What?
He's a tiger! He's a tiger! Stop! Stop!
Go! Dude, that is what you get? You're lucky I've already eaten my oatmeal this morning.
We did not have a permit
for a tiger.
I
wanted to bite you.
You were beautiful.
Thank you.
You were so beautiful. I wanted to pet you.
I mean,
I got so scared,
you know.
Oh, man. Whew. Gosh.
What were my teeth? They look pretty cool, man.
They were pretty. They
what
were
did it
yellow.
Feel like to be a tiger?
Gosh, I don't know. All that power. My right shoulder still hurts. So it's like, I'd have to swipe with my left. I don't know. It just.
All right, we got to move on.
Oh.
There's a new viral trend. The mannequin challenge is so November 13th.
Oh, man.
Get over it, guys. If you're still doing that, get with the times, Grandma. Here's the hottest new viral trend. People are folding dollar bills in half strategically, then taking a picture where half of their face is lined up with the face on the bill. So on a $5 bill, you and Lincoln would join together to make one complete face.
Cool. That is fantastic.
And if you get the perspective and the angle just right, half of your face will seamlessly match with the half of the face on the bill. And it's actually a pretty cool picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try this.
Look at that. That's legit.
Huh.
Yeah, it's all about perspective and angling.
What?
Wow, that's funny.
All right.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Look at
that's
one.
Terrifying. That's legit. We got to try this, guys.
Yep.
We got to try it.
Do any of us have any money?
I don't have
any. None of us has cash.
Okay, cool. I don't have
We're
cash.
Very poor.
We are very, very poor.
Maybe I'll just open my wallet and there'll
quarters?
Be cash in there.
Yeah?
Let me open.
Come on, use that magic wand of yours.
My wallet's in the
trash. I don't know any spells to.
I threw my wallet in the trash because I got sick of carrying it around and being disappointed.
Guess we can't play this game.
Okay, we're moving quick today. Let's jump into some random facts.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you know, since today's Mickey's birthday, when Disneyland opened, it had a lingerie shop on Main Street?
What?
That lasted less than 6 months.
Yeah.
Good job, Walt.
You can't stay here. Mommy's gonna go in here real quick.
James Cameron's main motivation for making Titanic was to get the studio to pay for him to dive down to the real Titanic's wreckage. If it hadn't been for that, he says he didn't, quote, particularly want to make the movie.
Wow.
That's awesome. Wow. An iPhone contains 75...
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts.
What just happened?
I don't know. The computer
You jumped
that.
The gun on that
I'm
one.
So sorry.
That was way early. I think we were only on like 3.
Well, I can't finish it anymore.
What? Come on.
No, you,
I want to hear that fact.
You did that to yourself.
I didn't do anything. It wasn't me. It's the computer. He does it.
Why is a computer got to be a boy?
Yeah,
sexist. An iPhone contains 75 different chemical elements. That's about 2/3 of the elements in the periodic table.
Wow.
And finally, it's technically illegal to watch the Super Bowl on a TV larger than 55 inches. But the cops probably won't bust you if you do. They'll probably just want to sit around and hang out.
That's good.
Those are my facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts.
Now, you shared this story... yesterday at the end of the show.
I did.
I feel like you probably should share it again just in case there's anybody that decides, let's go vacation in Yellowstone National Park.
Right. Okay, a Yellowstone tourist wanted to soak in a hot spring. They call it hot potting.
Hot potting. I actually used to do this all the time up in Montana. Not at Yellowstone National Park. But
melted in a pool of acid instead. Let's find out more. When you visit Yellowstone National Park, they tell you to stick to the marked paths, and this is why. A 23-year-old guy named Colin Scott from Portland, Oregon, and his sister went to Yellowstone back in June. They went off the path to try to find a hot spring to soak in. They found one they thought might be good, but when Colin reached in to check the temperature, he slipped and fell in. It turns out the water was 212 degrees and acidic.
Wow.
So he burned to death, and then the acid dissolved his bones overnight.
That is awful.
The National Park Service just released the report on his death and took the chance to reiterate that they are not kidding about sticking to the designated areas. Or, you know, you could die in a boiling pool of acid.
212 degrees?
Yeah. 22 people have died in this way in Yellowstone National Park.
Poor sister, after he fell in she tried pulling him out, couldn't get him out, and so he died right there.
Yeah.
And then basically dissolved into nothing the next day.
They couldn't get his body out because a storm came through, so they were like, we're going to have to come back and get it tomorrow, and it was gone.
Yeah. Hot springs are fun. You guys ever gone to a hot springs?
That is not how you follow up this story. You're dumb.
After yesterday's reprimand, I'm not allowed to comment on this story.
Did you get in trouble?
No, well, a listener said, bad form.
Yeah, because he made an Alka-Seltzer joke.
Yeah, that was bad form. Really wanted to share my hot spring story.
Let's hear it.
I don't want to.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
that's
man.
Fine.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you later when we...
Well, if you do share the story, you should be prepared because you're most likely to get cyberbullied between 5 and 8 p.m. on a Sunday. So if you share that story today, don't log in on Sunday. Apparently, the end of the weekend really brings out the evil in people. According to a new study, you're most likely to get cyberbullied between 5 and 8 p.m. on a Sunday. It's least likely on a Saturday at 4 a.m. So go online then for a peaceful experience. Study also found women are most likely to bully someone online by insulting their intelligence or appearance, and men are most likely to use homophobic insults.
I'm curious to see how Donald Trump acts on Twitter.
I wonder if they're even going to let him get on Twitter.
I don't know. During that 60 Minutes interview, they were talking to him and his wife, and they asked Melania, was it Melania, what she thought of the way that Donald has handled some of his tweets that some would say was cyberbullying.
Right.
And she said, I definitely didn't approve. And, I told him he should watch what he writes before, he does it. And so
Donald was off in the corner making some weird face.
Yeah. Well, Donald said that he definitely was going to, he was going to try harder not to.
Huge.
We'll see. I'm curious to see what happens.
Do you guys remember how hard Mitt Romney worked to destroy Donald Trump's chances of becoming president this past year?
Yeah.
Well, guess who might be Donald Trump's Secretary of State?
Steve-O!
Steve-O!
What? What?
Donald Trump and Mitt Romney are set to meet this weekend. Mitt Romney was one of his fiercest critics.
I know.
Steve loves
Mitt Romney. That's why I didn't take Trump seriously, man.
The two men are set to discuss governing moving forward and potentially a role for Romney in Trump's cabinet. Would this be the Mormon in the cupboard? You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's move on. I feel like I've done all I can with that story.
Oh, man. Those books were great.
Dex, the next thing is more random facts.
Slow Friday.
Hey,
Let's do it again.
I just got a text from Tech Ops. I will return.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. You got to go handle some.
We can do those later.
You can do them later.
For later on.
You can do
them. They're so much fun.
Yeah.
People love them.
Well, I'm going to go to the next story under. A Bernie Sanders supporter in Iowa lost a bet to his friend about the election last week and had to get a tattoo of Donald Trump on where? Yes, his lower back. And we have a clip.
Oh, my God. What am I doing here?
You guys wanted this. I'm thinking about my life and how it went wrong, and now I'm laying in a chair getting a Trump stamp. This is definitely the stupidest thing I've ever done for views. I just wish I was getting a normal tattoo.
Yeah, you did.
Something that I wanted.
Look at this.
The Trump stamp challenge. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful.
He lost a bet. Oh man.
It's ugly.
If you guys get a chance, you Google man loses bet gets Donald Trump tattoo on lower back.
That's a lot to Google.
It's an awful tattoo.
Just Google lower back Donald Trump tattoo.
No, Google Davenport man loses bet, comma, gets Donald Trump tattoo.
That's the whole headline.
But it's www. Dot.
Stop.
Okay. Sorry.
Man, are you going to get a Trump stamp? That is the funniest thing.
A Trump stamp.
Trump stamp.
No,
wonderful.
I'm not going to get a Trump stamp.
Oh, man. I don't know if this is a random... I guess it's not. Researchers in England just released a study that found pigs can be optimistic or pessimistic, depending on their personality. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've I've heard tale of a pig named Wilbur.
Oh.
Who just changed the lives of all the people and animals around him. That was some pig.
That was.
Some pig. Love it. Okay. I still don't trust spiders. It's okay. No. A new study found that over the last few months, the top 20 fake news stories about the election got more shares and likes on Facebook than the top 20 real, actually happened stories from outlets like NBC News and the New York Post.
Wow.
I don't think that's a good... I don't think that's good at all.
No. Got to be careful what we share on Facebook, Twitter. You got to check those resources, you know what I'm saying?
Check those sources.
No, resources, man.
That's not what I heard.
585 Live, chime into the show. When we come back, it is Mickey's birthday, so we'll find out what Mickey Mouse is doing for his 88th birthday. Some tips on hosting a stress-free Thanksgiving. Also, Whiskey Tango is coming up.
Happy Thanksgiving!
I'm not doing dishes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
This is the best day ever!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. 709...
Oh, whoa, man.
Get that cough out.
High today of 51 degrees.
Let's take a look at traffic. We do have an accident to report on the transition ramp I-40 West at I-25. That's right there at the big eye. Also, Tramway Boulevard at Copper. We've got an accident reported. Lots of road construction all around the city. Again, I'm betting the big playmaker is going to be the accident on the transition ramp, I-40 West at I-25. Ugh. Watch out for that, guys. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Oh, it's so good to be with you on a Friday. Again, thank you to APD SWAT for having us out yesterday. We went through the course. We went through the SWAT course, guys. It was crazy. These two clowns over here did a great job.
You did a great job.
Well, we'll see. You'll definitely get a good laugh when you watch the video. Should be out sometime this weekend or Monday. We'll let you guys know. Coming up, Mickey Mouse, he's celebrating a birthday. We'll find out what he's doing for his birthday today. Also, you want a stress-free Thanksgiving, Steve-O?
Yeah?
I got some tips for you.
Well, I mean, we're all going to be together for Thanksgiving, so.
Going to be a good time. Going to be a great time.
Oh, by the way, there's not going to be any prime rib roast at our dinner.
No, they're not coming?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, we just lost Dex. Thanks, Harold.
Guess all. Where is your...
We're having like a special one on Friday now instead because they were like, no, you guys just have fun with your friends. Do Friendsgiving.
Oh, I'll come to that one.
On Friday? Yeah.
I'll come to that one. Yeah. There you go. That'll work out perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Jeter household, let's talk Brody.
Oh, dude. Tomorrow, Brody Parker. He's turning 4 years old.
4 years. Oh, we got to call him today since his birthday is tomorrow. Can we get him on the phone?
Yeah.
Get him on the phone.
Do we want to do that?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
I always call my kids. That's like something you got to do. When it's their birthday, first day of school.
Okay.
All that.
Yeah, he's going to be four tomorrow.
They lose their first tooth. It's an excuse to call and
get talk to the little one.
Get that just that beautiful voice, that cute little voice.
Hi.
Hi. Is Brody Parker available?
Brody Parker is available.
Hi, Bubba.
Brody. Hold on, let me switch it to my phone.
Okay, good.
Could you roll your window up?
Yeah. She's got one of those like weird, like it just is in the car.
Oh.
You know? Hello?
Hello.
Daddy.
Hi, Bubba.
I got an Optimus Prime pick. And there's a Bumblebee toy and an Optimus Prime toy on it. So I wanted it.
Okay.
The Ninja Turtles pop out of the things.
Okay.
Good.
Ninja Turtles.
Can you guys
Optimus
get the side of that? And Bumblebee. Okay. Brody Parker, tomorrow's your birthday. Are you excited? Yeah?
I think he dropped it.
Oh.
I think he dropped it. He's three, guys.
He threw it down.
Yeah. I think he threw it on the ground.
Brody?
Brody?
I'm so
funny. Did he? Did he drop it? Did Brody drop it on the ground?
Man, this is fascinating.
Brody. Can he not hear us?
Yeah, no. Not even a little bit.
Weird.
Yeah, what are you doing, Chrissy?
I don't know what he's doing. Here, hold on.
Gosh! Just want to talk to my child!
Now he's crying. Because I took the phone away.
Oh, no.
Gosh,
give it back, Chrissy!
Okay, guys, I don't want to say she's the worst, but, I mean, you guys see what I deal with, right? Like, are you hearing this?
That's mean.
I want to talk to your birthday! Here!
Brody, happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Brody!
Yeah. For real.
Brody, it's Matt. Happy birthday.
Oh, man.
Well, I've ruined it.
Good job, Chrissy. I wish you weren't the worst.
What the heck?
I've ruined it.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had this whole thing planned, and you just
well, did he drop the phone or what?
No.
No, he was smashing it, like super smashing it in his face. Do you want to talk now?
He's just got such cute cheeks, and she was... trying to correct him.
Oh, here he is.
Matt's trying to say happy birthday. Say hi.
Okay, this is the worst.
Brody.
This is great.
Just hanging up.
Brody, it's Matt. Happy birthday, buddy. You're on the radio.
Yeah, he's done. I've ruined it.
He's out.
Thanks, Chrissy.
He's out.
Thank you.
No.
Metaphor.
No. It'll be a memory.
Metaphor.
Metaphor.
That's a great memory.
Gosh, wow.
I'll make sure and save that one for you guys. It's a good one.
You can call back in about an hour, and then we'll...
No, it'll be too late then.
We'll try every hour, okay?
Then. Thank you.
We're going to call on the hour.
Every hour.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Man, just raising a little snowflake there.
I blame her.
Well, you know, I told you, you're kind of being soft.
With Brody?
A little bit.
Whatever, dude. I even went to his... Okay, get this. Brody's 3 years old, okay? He's in K-3. Mm. Like kindergarten.
Wow.
For three-year-olds, I guess. I'm assuming.
It's
got to be what K-3 means,
right? Is it for gifted kids?
He's pretty gifted. He can talk on the phone until his mom tries to correct him, and then he freaks out because she's just... That's what she does. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Steven, don't do... I don't want any more about... Oh, man. So
are you Brody in this situation?
I am. His parent-teacher conference was this week.
Wait, he's three and has a parent-teacher conference?
His parent-teacher conference. I met with his teachers this week. And the whole time I'm going, Chrissy, why do I have to do this? Because she's the principal of the school that they go to. It's like private Christian school.
Wait, is this an actual like is this a daycare for him?
No, it's not a daycare. I mean, there is a preschool. There's pre-K and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, but he's actually, pre-K is usually like, what, 4 and 5?
He's in kindergarten. Get off my case.
He's 3.
Shut up. Okay. So I go to a parent-teacher conference this week because Chrissy wouldn't do it because she's like, well, I'm the principal. I'm their boss. You know, I want you to go because...
That makes sense.
You're the, you know, you'll get something out of it.
Yeah.
Like, you can ask questions. I already know.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
You got to find out how Brody's doing in school.
I'm like, he's 3. What do you mean? Like, parent-teacher conference are like, well, it was, your son is doing really well. He hasn't eaten any Play-Doh this week.
Good. I did.
He knows 7 letters, and he can count to 10, except he always misses the 7. He's just great. He's 3. Really? Really?
Really?
I have to go do a parent-teacher conference for a 3-year-old?
Yeah, that does sound ridiculous.
I will say, it actually turned out really cute.
Nice.
It worked out.
Why? What happened?
The hilarious thing was, He's in preschool, by the way. He's not. He's in preschool, not in kindergarten. He's three.
Yeah. Daycare.
So, not daycare. There's a difference, you jerk.
3-year-olds can't go to preschool.
So they really went through, like, here's all of the letters that he actually can recognize on his own. Here's all the letters he could sound out. He can count from 0 to 13. Well, actually, from 1 to 13, because he says O instead of 0 when he sees it. And I'm like, well, that means he's recognizing the O then, right? Cool. And then they did the, like, here's what, when he tried to write his name, and then here's him tracing his name, and then here's him looking at his name, and then writing it out. And it totally said, well, it didn't say Brody, actually. It looked more like booty, because it was like B-O-O-D-Y. But it was like, that's good!
Booty!
Booty! He's doing really well. He's three.
You know, honestly, did I mention? This is huge. This is what every 3-year-old should be doing.
I know.
Because when I went to kindergarten when I was six... Yeah, I started kindergarten when I was six.
Gosh.
Mom, she said I wasn't ready when I was five.
No, I hear
well, apparently
that.
I wasn't ready when I was six because I didn't even know the alphabet when I went to kindergarten. I had a hard time in kindergarten because I didn't know the alphabet. I didn't know my numbers. I couldn't even count to 100.
Brody already reads.
It's okay. I know. that's amazing that he can do all those things at
Private
three.
Private education.
It starts.
Huge difference.
It is so important when they're little like that to read.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's where... all the comprehension, yeah, and memorization, cool. All that stuff.
I will say his imagination has grown exponentially already. This year, like, one of his homework assignments was to pick an animal, any animal in the world, and then make up a name and make up a story about his life. And he has an entire story tomorrow at his birthday party that you're going to because you love him. Mm-hmm. Ask him about pecans.
Pecans?
Pecans.
Okay.
It's his little... friend.
Oh.
I don't even remember. It's like an axolotl or something. It's some weird fish thing.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Pecans. Cool. It's his buddy.
All right. What if I ate a pecan?
No!
In front of him, would he freak out?
Well, I mean, I don't know. He named him himself.
Okay.
I don't know why.
That's good.
Pecans.
I'm glad he's doing
he's three. He'll be four tomorrow.
I just think it's unfair to all the other kids that Brody's the only 3-year-old that gets to go to preschool.
Gosh.
Hey, thanks for holding. Hello?
Hi.
Brody? Is this Brody? Okay.
Oh, he hung up definitely, again. That was definitely not
he
was Brody.
Upset. He hung up again.
Live Line's chiming in saying, super cute, happy birthday, Brody. Somebody said, epic fail, guys, poor Brody. And then somebody wants to know why radio host wives are so mean.
My wife's not mean. She's just very smart.
There you go. Maybe that's it. You know what I mean? Chrissy's like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. You know, just so smart that her social skills.
I don't think you're supposed to compare your wife to Russell
Crowe. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Okay.
She's like,
by the way, somebody's chiming in on the live line saying, by the way, Dex, there's a huge difference between daycare and school. My 4-year-old goes to a private Christian school also and has been there since she was 5 months old. Super smart, just saying.
Okay, that's not what I said. Of course, I know the difference between it. I don't know. I don't know. I have always heard that it's like 4 and 5 years old is when kids usually go to preschool. I've never heard of a 3-year-old going to preschool.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, pre-K.
I didn't know.
Like K-3.
I grew up in Montana.
Brody's in there with a bunch of other 3-year-olds.
Yeah. I grew up in a small town of 5,000 people. Huh. We didn't know anything.
Yeah.
I started kindergarten when I was 6, like I said.
I'm really excited for him to take over the world with his knowledge and skills.
I probably should have started kindergarten when I was 7. Mom. I'm just giving you a hard time, Mom. You know I love you.
Wow.
You know I love you. You were busy. You were providing. And
she was watching Days of Our Lives.
You were working hard. It's okay. You know, you smoked when you were pregnant with me. It's okay.
Wow.
I forgive you.
Just put her on blast.
You never breastfed me. It's okay.
Dex, I don't think you need
to. I have a learning disability. It's all right, though.
Brody's teacher actually just texted to let me know that phones in classrooms are not allowed. So.
Wait.
There's no way we're going to be able to call him back later. Epic fail, Chrissy.
Brody's got a cell phone?
No, he doesn't have a cell phone.
He's got an iPhone?
Yeah. Dude, Brody. Yeah. That kid. And you know what he's got? He's got a papa. Because Chrissy's dad, you know, he's basically, he's like the, I keep comparing people to like TV show characters. What's wrong with me? I don't know. He's like, not Steamboat Willie. What's the groundskeeper in The Simpsons?
Groundskeeper Willie.
That's it.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
That's Harold. He's always on. He's like the fix-it guy. And he's
Harold,
always there.
I don't think you're groundskeeper Willie.
He is. He is.
No, I don't know.
And so he's always there, and Papa is there to save the day. So, like, come lunchtime, if Brody's, like, toast, he's Audi 5000. Mm. Like, he just doesn't – he sees him, and it's like, I'm with Papa. I'm out. I'll catch you fools later.
Yeah.
So
– I love that. That's great.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess you got to spend time with the grandparents. I'm like, no, he's there to learn. He's there to learn.
Someone on the live line said, yeah, Dex, I went to high school late, too. I feel you, buddy.
Oh, LOL. Dex has got excuses. I grew up in Montana. That's what somebody just said.
Yeah.
I also have a 4.5-year-old that's been in school since he was 6 months old and is amazingly smart. All parents are going to say their kids are smart.
Yeah, every parent thinks their kid is the greatest, like, at everything.
Dude, your 4-year-old just, like, smeared poop all over the wall. No, he's an artist. Mm. He goes to a Montessori school, and they're teaching him Greco-Roman art. No, dude, he just smeared poop on my wall. Clean it.
Nope.
No.
Nope, that's an expression.
Yeah. That's good. That is good.
Johnny pooped in the floor again yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good for
that's
him.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah? Another little
poop. So I got
pellet
home, and he was in a pair of overalls. And Don was like, those are his trap pants because he's trapped.
Oh.
So then I did what anybody from Mississippi would do and did his overalls and took his shirt off and then redid his overalls. I was like, now you look like Huckleberry Finn, buddy.
I love that.
Yeah, there you go. He's so close to getting potty trained. It's ridiculous. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
He texted me this morning.
Did he? He's not even 2
yet. Is it just a jumble of letters?
It's a jumble of letters.
That.
And then it says, is Johnny?
Uh-uh.
Yes. And then he texted me again. Like, look at this.
Are you kidding?
No.
I love that.
Look. Is Johnny.
Wow.
And so Don said, okay, so Johnny made that entire text. I have no idea. He must have fumbled into predictive texting.
That's pretty.
And then
epic.
He wrote, thanks, see Deus.
What? Are you kidding?
Which I looked that up. That's Latin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, by the way, somebody on the live line just chimed in to let us know that their kids are idiots. So not every parent thinks their kid is going to be the next Einstein. So
that's good.
And somebody else chimed in letting us know that they serve at a public preschool in Rio Rancho that actually serves 3 to 5-year-olds.
Wow.
Early intervention work. Shout out to Crystal.
Early intervention work.
Guys, I am telling you right now, if you are planning on having kids, maybe you just had kids, they're little babies, it's so important to develop their little minds. To stimulate their little minds when they're little like that, to read to them, to go over colors, counting. You know, another big thing that was huge with our kids was...
except for black.
Basketball.
Did you know that there's actually schools here in town? I'm not even being funny. They won't use black crayons because it's too negative.
What?
Mm.
Yeah, welcome to Montessori school.
Another thing you can do, closed captioning on the TV.
Yep.
Because a lot of parents, well, that's the babysitter. For a lot of kids. So one thing you can do, turn on the closed captioning.
You better answer this
because
phone.
Caleb, he learned how to read from the closed captioning.
Wow.
So that's another little tip for you guys.
Good morning.
Brody?
Hello.
Oh.
Brody.
I think that's Brody.
I'm back.
He's back.
Brody, it's Matt.
I vote.
What are you doing?
I got...
Tell me about your Optimus Prime.
No, here's the deal, Brody. You gotta sell it because tomorrow's your birthday, and if you want good presents, you have to tell people what you want. I'm going to help you out. What do you want for your birthday, buddy? He's failing.
He's out.
He's done.
Brody, what do you want me to get you for your birthday?
I'm done.
He's struggling.
I quit.
He's
struggling. Hey, Brody. Just too much pressure. He's with Chrissy.
So I want an airplane guy.
Airplane?
You want an airplane guy?
Yeah. Ant-Man?
I'm going to get you an Ant-Man for your birthday.
What is Star-Man?
It's Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. And the Black Pirate.
And the Pirate.
And the Pirate.
And the other Pirate.
Brody, did you know that Johnny's been playing with all those toys you gave him because you're so nice?
Hmm. Did I mention my kid's nice?
So nice.
Johnny said thank you.
And it's like a starship.
A starship.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
So, and the fireplace.
The fireplace?
Mm.
He wants a fireplace?
Well, I don't know. It's expensive.
And the water.
Mm.
You want to go to Tijuana?
That's what I heard, too.
That's what, yeah.
Or
pretty much.
Else.
It's vacation.
Okay.
And then,
oh.
Drown water.
Okay. You want to go to Whataburger and spin round and round and
I
round?
I heard drown somebody.
In the starship.
Oh.
The white one,
guys.
You love the white one? What
yes.
Are you teaching your kid?
Steve-o. Okay.
What is this?
Oh, man.
What? You should. Ready?
You're 4 years old tomorrow, buddy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Man.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you. Bye, Brody.
Gosh. Oh, he's not done.
We gotta go. We gotta go to break.
He's not done.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, Chrissy.
We're gonna go.
Bye.
Gosh.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna give.
Fail.
You know what I'm gonna give Brody for his birthday?
What?
My wand, so he can turn you into things.
Yes. Yeah. I like that.
Legit.
Somebody wants to know, since we're talking about like little ones getting, you know, being super pregnant. I mean, super pregnant, super super smart by going to preschool.
Very confusing way to say.
Somebody has a question that if somebody gets pregnant in high school and stays in school while she's pregnant, does that mean her child is going to be really smart since technically he or she has been attending school since conception?
No.
Absolutely.
Hang up on yourself.
Okay. That came from Santa Fe.
Thank you.
Okay.
585 Live, you can text the show. We're going to take a quick break. Good news, 5 tips on a stress-free Thanksgiving. We'll find out what Mickey Mouse is doing for his birthday.
Woo!
It's Friday. Good morning.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say that I used to listen to 88.3 way back when and kind of stopped for a while and came back just a few short months ago. And I hear Dex's voice, which was awesome because I missed him. So I've become to listen to you guys regularly. You guys rock. You have made my mornings. I've been having a really hard time just with life, and you guys always seem to put a smile on my face. So just thank you. Keep it up. God bless. Have an awesome day.
Partner with us as we reach them. Star Week. When you come on board and support our mission.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney, who called Donald Trump a con man and a fraud during this year's campaign, now plans to meet with him this weekend.
President Obama, during his last official visit to Berlin, praised Chancellor Angela Merkel as a strong leader and his closest ally.
During a news conference with his German host, Obama said the solemn responsibilities of being U.S. president forces one to focus.
If you're not serious about the job, then you probably won't be there very long.
Albuquerque was hit hard with the wind as it spread a blanket of dust over the city, leading officials to issue a dust advisory. Southeastern New Mexico got hit as well.
So I am standing in the remnants of a tree that's fallen down in this northeast Albuquerque neighborhood, and the family was home when it happened.
The U.S. Surgeon General raising a red flag about addiction, both drug and alcohol misuse, calling it a major public health concern for the nation.
We have 20.8 million people in America right now who have a substance use disorder.
We're finally getting a look at the highly anticipated penguin exhibit. It will have 3 types of penguins, snow, even a diving pool for the birds.
But the city says building it at the Rio Grande Zoo will impact neighbors.
Yeah. Love penguins.
Love them.
They're great birds.
736, hello.
High today of 51.
Traffic.
Looking at what could be an accident around the Coors 40 eastbound intersection. It's backed all the way up beyond Unser. And it might actually be an accident around Rio Grande or 12th Street. I'm not sure. But traffic is pretty stacked right now on 40 eastbound. You guys be really careful. Traffic lights are flashing red. Candelaria Road at University Boulevard. See, we've got that accident reported earlier. Tramway Boulevard at Copper Avenue. Again, there's a lot of congestion 40 eastbound from all the way back to, like, Nolasco Road to about 4th Street, actually. There's probably an accident. You guys be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
So we have Star Week. First week of December.
Yes.
We're going to need you guys to step up, help us out.
Help us!
Support Star 88. Support us so we can continue to do what we do next year, 2017. We've been asking you guys before Star Week kicks off to call our live line, which is 505-585-5483. You can text us, but you can leave a voicemail. And we're going to put together a little promo to try to inspire people to come on board with the mission of what this station is about. What would you say, Steve-O, the mission of this station is?
Make that money!
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's probably, maybe not.
That's not it.
Can I try again?
Yeah, you can try.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
I mean, what was the question? I got sidetracked.
What would you say the mission of this station is? Why are we here?
No, in all honesty, obviously, the mission that we have is to inspire, to bring hope. And we know that that hope is only found in Jesus Christ, ultimately. But we just want to make your morning. We want to make you laugh. We want to make you think and hopefully point you to Jesus Christ. So that's truly why we're here.
Love it.
Do we want to, like, give people an idea of, you know, what maybe why? Because Star Week is coming up, and we've gotten some great voicemails. People calling in. You can call in yourself, 505-585-5483. Tell us what you love about this station.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hi, I love Star 88. I wanted to call and leave my thoughts and say thank y'all for all the music you play and just keeping my spirits lifted all day. And I don't like the Morning Invasion. I feel like they shouldn't talk about some of that stuff they do because they're real offensive to me. But I love the station. Can't wait to support it. And y'all have a good day.
Partner with us.
Okay. Wow. Maybe that wasn't a good one.
All right.
Maybe that wasn't the one. I think that was Coon. That was weird.
Ryan Allen Coon.
Okay.
I'm going to text him.
We want you guys to call and leave a voicemail. I mean, listen. Yeah. It's your testimony. So you share what, you know, why. Why this station, why this morning show has impacted you. So we can play these so we can get people to jump on board.
Yeah.
Should
we go with a different one? Because that one was maybe not a good example.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in and let you know what a great job you guys are doing. I love Donnie. What? He's one of my favorite people.
Hey, what?
Morning show.
This is that guy that always
every day. Thank you for always inspiring me to be a better person. And Tony, thank you for having a beautiful voice. So just wanted to.
I think Daniel's playing a joke on us.
Jackie,
I
don't think Tony, that's Nani real. Are my favorite morning show. And what? Thanks for doing what you do, guys.
Jackie, partner with us.
Jackie, Tony, Donnie.
Starmie, you can't call in and leave
that was
fake
the wrong
ones.
One. That was
what
a,
is that?
That was the wrong one.
Daniel put all this stuff together.
Boys, are you kidding me?
Should we just? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't. One more. Let's do one more.
Okay. Gosh.
Again, share what
you
this
love
station,
about this station.
What the station's done for you so we can inspire people.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hey, guys. I got to tell you, you guys are hands down my favorite morning show in the
State. Wake me up every morning.
Nice.
Dex.
Dex.
Hilarious, man.
Got the right
the way
show.
That you do all the sound effects and everything.
Thank
with,
you.
Like running everything. Just so good. Buck.
What?
Wait,
I
love
what?
Your perspectives, man. Coming, you know, from like 80-year-old guy that you are. And Baxter.
What?
Is that
favorite,
you?
Man. I don't know. Kindred spirit, maybe? Just a loud, obnoxious, the way that you just think you know just everything about everything.
Wow.
And just have an opinion.
Uh-huh.
It's just so inspiring me to me to one day have my own morning show and just be loud and really obnoxious and possibly lose my voice over it. So
thank you,
especially Matt.
That was
partner with
okay.
us.
Okay. All right.
Can you pause this real quick?
Okay.
I don't know who
hey.
What?
Huh? Did what? You call in and leave one?
I just
you can't do that.
Is that you?
I got really nervous and
you called in.
You can't
I didn't know
call
to,
in and leave one.
Well, you can't like do it over. You it, the beep happens and you're I
did
just
you
got
get nervous.
I got nervous.
You couldn't hold
that
in.
Show. It doesn't exist anymore.
I know, but it's really
the Dex and Buck show doesn't exist anymore.
13 years ago, when I started in radio, I knew that there was going to be that show to inspire me to go back in time so that I could start radio myself.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, it's just. I like it. That's good.
Yeah.
The point of it all is this.
I don't know
it's all
if the
about
listeners
touching
are understanding
people.
What's happening here. That's the problem. I mean,
yeah.
This is all right. Well,
do we? Have any, I mean, that was it. Is that it?
Well,
do
I got more. I mean, we could do and we could do another one, but
I'm
kind of nervous to play another one.
Yeah.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hi, I just wanted to call and say I'm a huge fan of the Morning Invasion. Also Star 88, but particularly with Morning Invasion, I like the jokes and I like the guys. Sometimes I don't agree with everything you guys say.
Uh-huh.
I really don't appreciate how you guys, you know, lightly speak about such heavy things. I wish you guys would talk more theology, like maybe do, you
is
know, maybe
Phoenix?
Do a segment about Calvinism versus Arminianism and how important that is to the everyday walk of the everyday Christian.
Dude, I think this is a real one.
Because it is important because it depends on what you believe.
They're
to
all
see whether
real,
or not
though.
You think it really is important. Because
heard yours.
If you
is
believe
still...
that everything is predetermined,
wow,
then you should know that you have to talk about
why
it. And it was always meant to be that
this
way.
Long.
But
this is too
then
long.
If you believe that you can choose to talk about it, then you should choose to talk
maybe
about it.
Maybe we should limit
it, always,
it for time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's... I don't. Anyway, I love the station.
Okay.
Thank you.
Partner with
thank
us
you.
As we
all
reach
right.
them.
Maybe less than
that's
3 minutes. That was... Gosh.
I don't know if you're getting this, Starmie.
Hey, Starmie, it's real. It's a 15-20 second thing. It's
we just want to know why
you don't have to share your personal, like your entire life testimony.
Yeah.
How has the morning show since we got on the air in January impacted your life? How has Star 88 impacted your life?
Yeah,
that's why we're doing this because we wouldn't be able to do this without you guys.
That's true.
There's been a lot of you that have jumped on to support the station, but we need you. We need you. And Star Week is coming up, first week of December.
Here's the best part. Somebody just said, fundraiser first week of December? You know Christmas is in December, right? You know money's tight, right? I'm a Starmie member and would love to give you guys a raise, but the timing is not good for money. Maybe next month? Here's the thing.
We
don't get a raise.
We don't get a Christmas
We don't
gift?
Get any money
No,
for
we don't
this.
Get anything.
This is literally to cover operating costs. Two, here's the best part. We're partnering with some phenomenal ministries, and so it's not necessarily just going to be a, hey, help us, because in turn, we are going to be doing something outstanding for those in need at this Christmas time. So the gift, I can't say too much, but I cannot wait. I think this is going to be the very best, and I'm really stoked for Star Week.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. Okay, thank you. Beautiful call.
That's good.
That's what we're looking for. I'm thinking maybe one more. Let's just give one more because I feel like
Dex,
all those
these
other
are
ones.
Bad though.
Yeah, but
did
all
Daniel
the other ones.
Did he give you like a separate file?
No, these are all the ones that he gave me.
Oh.
I feel like
I don't know. Maybe
I feel like maybe this is it. This is the one.
Okay,
one more.
So really, are you?
We
sure?
don't. I don't have to Let's, because I so mean, far I don't know if this is actually.
Come on, Starmie.
This is a good thing for
we
Star Week.
We got
but,
it.
All right.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hey, man, I won't call, say I love y'all music and whatnot. That morning show stupid, though.
What?
They stupid. What? But this I love y'all station.
Dead.
And I can't wait to listen every day. I love to make fun of them on the show because they so stupid.
Okay.
Love y'all.
That was mean. That was really mean.
You can't call somebody stupid and then say that's, love you.
You can't do that.
I feel about that.
Stormy is a bunch of jerks.
What is that all about? What? What is happening?
That was my favorite.
Are you kidding? I'm not playing any more promos.
Stormy is a bunch of jerks.
I'm done. I'm done playing promos.
Hey, if Daniel tells you to play him from this file and then he goes on vacation, how about don't listen
just
to
don't
him?
Do
I'm
it.
Not gonna.
Just,
That was so embarrassing.
Oh.
And Steve-O, don't call and leave one.
Huh? What? I mean.
505-585-5483. That's the number. It's our live line number. You just call and leave a voicemail. Keep it, 20, 30 seconds tops and... share how this station, how the morning show has impacted your life so we can continue to do this next year.
We just had somebody thank me and Steve-O for getting them into comic books.
That's cool.
Oh.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And also, I emailed the person back or texted the person back that was talking about, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And we, like Steve-O said, we can't really go into all of the partnership stuff. It's really great.
It's going to be phenomenal.
But I wrote, we realize it's Christmas. Of course we realize it's Christmas. But we're hoping for some one-time donations. A lot of times when we've done this, every time we've done this, we've pushed for monthly contributors. Not doing that because we totally realize it's the holidays. And you're probably saving up for your family for Christmas, which you should be doing. But maybe you guys could come together and decide to carve out a little money to send Star 88's way. Because we also know that January, at least for me personally, January has always been much worse as far as finances go because you spend so much at Christmas and then January is just the dark month of the soul.
Well, man, you get that tax money in February, March.
Yeah, but if you can't give to the station, we totally understand. There's no guilt trip happening right now.
Nope.
We just know it's the holidays and in the spirit of giving.
We're stoked.
We come here and we kind of give out every day. And so we're hoping that some people can come alongside of us and help out. That's it.
Amen. Love it. Christmas is a beautiful thing, guys.
I made a Mormon in the cupboard joke this morning. That's what I bring to the table.
Yeah, you did.
It was about Mitt Romney.
I'm trying to find online where I can buy a Secretary of State t-shirt.
Right.
Just bringing it back around. Because
your boy, Mitt.
From the last one to this one, I feel like, bah! Woo-wah!
Omit's back.
Just doing things, man.
Omit's back.
Mitt is lit. Can I get a shirt that's
Mitt is lit?
Mitt is lit, yo.
I don't get it.
Because he's like, yo, dog.
Is he doing something illegal? Is he?
No. Like, no, he's like, no, it's terminology. You don't know what
like
it means.
Lit?
Like, he's illuminated.
Terminology. That lit. Okay.
He's illuminated.
Like,
okay. Formed in 1995 in Fullerton, California.
Stop it. Let's move on.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
We did just get a letter from Tessa. Thank you for emailing the show. studio@star88.fm if you'd like to email. Thanksgiving is always crazy at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
A million family members I haven't seen in years come, and it's very stressful.
Beautiful.
Inevitably, we all end up fighting about something, and this year I know it's going to be even worse. My cousins, aunt, and uncle are very vocal about their political beliefs, which are the complete opposite of me and my parents.
Beautiful.
I know they're going to bring up the election, and I just don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Is it rude to just not go to my family's house for Thanksgiving?
You need to get in there and have some fun.
Yep.
If I know there will be fighting, well, what's the point?
You have to remind people why you're really there.
This is actually a tough one.
No!
Questions.
No, you get in there and you be that beacon of hope. You be that motivating factor to remind people of what to be thankful for.
It can be so draining. That's true. You know what?
But what do you mean by that? Because as far as...
You say, hey, guys, guess what? We can sit around and argue about politics all day, but you know what else we could do? Enjoy this food and this time together and talk about what we're thankful for. Let's go around the table.
So Tessa,
starting with Dex, what's one thing you're thankful for?
So Tessa steers it. So when a family member starts bringing up the election, it's your job to steer it in the other direction.
Yes.
To stop it before it starts.
Or you could designate, you know what you could do? You could designate a political talk zone somewhere in the house.
Oh.
Maybe they have to go out on the back porch if they want to talk politics.
Yeah,
I like that.
They have to go out in the yard. And then it's going to be freezing, so they're not going to stay out there very long. They're going to try to come back in. You go, nope, can't talk about it in here.
Family, you know they're going to be like, oh, I usually just – here's one way to, like, quench that fire. Is you don't have to respond.
Yeah.
Like, even if they're saying the most outlandish things, just don't. You don't have to be combative. You can choose not to – stoke the fires by being like, well, actually.
Yeah. Why do people feel like they have to respond to everything?
Right.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Everybody's got to be right.
Guy usually go, okay. Mm-hmm. Huh. All right. Because I, you know, we all have those people in our lives that can either be like negative Nancy's or don't even realize it. And they're just like aggro about everything. But you'd kind of disarm them when you don't engage.
Yeah.
You just don't have to engage. Granted, it's family and it's tough, but I agree with Teo, trying to find what you are thankful for.
Teo.
Oh, man.
Talking politics.
I'm still on the fence.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to bring the hope that it's okay because it's family, but I understand that.
What if you got with, you know, your mom or dad, wherever you're, you know, the house you guys are going to, have them, when everybody starts showing up, maybe they're the ones who kind of remind everybody, hey, we got a rule this year, guys. We're not going to talk politics.
Yeah.
All right? We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about anything else but the election. Maybe that's something that someone's job is when people show up. We got a rule this year. There's no election talk.
What if your name is Chelsea Clinton?
Beautiful. Beautiful. You've got a
hey,
wonderful
Mom, look,
opportunity.
Hey, Mom, look, Dad, this
well,
year.
Well, I think even more they don't talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah,
I
no,
think,
they probably
yeah,
don't.
That's that'd be awkward.
Yeah.
Here's something else to do. Did you guys know that Cracker Barrel is one of the most popular choices for Thanksgiving dinner
Are
in
you
the
serious?
United States? This is a real thing. On Thanksgiving, Cracker Barrel expects to serve 460,000 pounds
really?
Of turkey.
That's insane.
333,000 pounds of gravy in Mississippi alone.
Whoa.
Obesity is rampant.
Wow.
it's not an... But that is enough gravy to completely fill 3 21-foot swimming pools.
That's crazy.
77,000 pounds of cranberry relish. That's what I'm talking about. 1.2 million pieces of pie and 1.5 million total guests are you... Like, on average... are served at Cracker Barrels around the country on Thanksgiving Day. That's the equivalent of feeding the entire city of Philadelphia.
Wow.
So if you want to avoid the political talk, get out in public.
That's a good call.
Because then if it starts going, you can go, hey, guys, can we talk about this when we get home? But then everybody will be so sleepy when you get home.
Mm.
Boom. Or you could be like one of my favorite relatives, Dawn's Uncle Ed. He has got the game on lockdown. But it's kind of the opposite. Ed's the guy that'll walk in the room and he'll be like, man, oh man, let's see, it'll be about the election. He'll say, because most of Dawn's family, especially on her dad's side, a lot of them are evangelical, like the majority, and then one of them's a preacher or a pastor, and so especially that corner of the family.
Yeah.
Ed'll walk in, and Ed's not at all. Ed'll walk in and he'll go, man, Trump's our president, huh? That's pretty crazy. 80% of those stupid evangelicals voted for him, huh? Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, man.
Then it'll just start erupting, and if you watch Ed, he starts smirking,
and then
he walks slowly. he'll interject. He'll be like, I know a bunch of idiots, am I right?
Oh, man.
Am I right?
And he slips out.
And then the next thing you hear is like... And I'm just like, I'm over there going, you're a master.
And you're just sitting there eating,
Ed, you
watching,
are a master.
Watching it all unfold. That's
They'll
that's
ask
amazing.
Me and I'll go, yes, I work a lot.
Tessa, thank you for writing in. We gave you some tips.
Well, but do you think, I don't know. It is tough because we get a lot of questions throughout the year even about family. And, well, how do I handle this? Because, you know, my stepdad isn't a Christian, or this, or when there's like animosity, and then the only times we get together are around these times, and it's usually fighting. Do you have to spend Thanksgiving with them?
Friendsgiving?
I know, I love Friendsgiving. Huge fan of Friendsgiving.
Here's what I think. I think if you spend good quality time with your family throughout the year and you see them quite a bit, and you're in that situation where you don't want to go because of this situation, I think it's absolutely fine not to go and spend Thanksgiving with your family. But
if you only see them like 3 times a year.
Yeah, I never get to see my family. Maybe once a year, maybe I get to see my family. But, man, I am so jealous of those families that get to spend time together during the holidays, because I think it's important.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's in Arizona. I don't get to see her much. My sister's out there. I know they can't make it out this Thanksgiving or Christmas, which stinks. But, yeah, I do enjoy getting to spend time when I can.
Yeah.
But we're dealing with, you know, somebody chiming in saying, hey, I don't like spending time with my family.
Mm.
I mean, it happens. Yeah. They're going to talk about this. And I remember... We all have those people in our lives where it's like you can't just have a light conversation, even well-intentioned. It's like all of a sudden it's the heaviest of conversations.
Here's another amazing story about the impact of Star DA.
Hey, yeah, it's affected me in a great way. It's made my mornings even more enjoyable driving to school. Just love hearing you guys speak and tying in the good Lord's message, and you guys just make it so awesome with playing great music. So thanks for all you guys do. Thanks. Bye.
Star 88, touching our city and state. Your time to step up is during Star Week.
Hello. Hello, is this thing on? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. 804.
High today at 51 degrees.
Traffic.
Oh. We got a text about this one on the live line. I-40 West at Eubank. Accident left lane's blocked. Watch out for that. This morning also, accident on the transition ramp. I-40 West at I-25. That's another one that has happened there. Looks like we've got an accident around Coors and the I-40 eastbound. Pretty stacked up over there. Or something. Maybe people are just miserable drivers and you're stuck in it. I don't know what's going on. And we've got an accident at Paseo del Norte West and Jefferson. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Fridays are a beautiful thing.
They are.
Big weekend.
Yep.
Actually, what's going on this weekend besides Brody's
birthday? I was going to say, you have to be at my house at 9:30 tomorrow.
Is there anything else going on?
Brody's birthday. Switchfoot and Reliant K is tomorrow night.
Okay.
They came here specifically for Brody's birthday.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
It's exciting stuff.
Uh-huh. But that's about it then. Church, and that's, there we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy weekend. You know?
Guys.
We're 6 days away from Turkey Day.
I'm actually taking this weekend off from worship.
Hey.
Good for you.
I'm going to try and rock the dry erase board. And I'm trying, guys. I'm drinking really gross black tea this morning.
Yeah. Black tea?
With honey.
Ew.
I quit drinking coffee entirely. Pray for me. Headaches like a champion.
Yeah, pray for Steve-O's voice.
He's got headaches.
He's got headaches because he's detoxing.
From
a coffee junkie.
Yep. And other.
Wow.
And if you guys could pray for my side of the family, or my wife's side of the family, her dad got diagnosed with bladder cancer, and they're saying he only has around 6 months to live.
Oh.
So it's been really hard. So if you could pray... Pray for that, and then also Leslie's uncle Will. He found out he had blood clots, which that's how his mom ended up dying. She got blood clots, and it got to her heart, and she died.
Wow.
Well, they got him to the hospital in time, and got the surgery just in the nick of time, man. And he's recovering right now. But if you could pray for him, because man, it could happen still.
It's rough, dude.
So. Say some prayers. We'd love that. 585 Live. You guys can text the show, be a part of it with us, leave those voicemails. Yeah, we just heard a great voicemail from a listener. See, you guys are getting it. You're understanding. How has the station impacted your life? We want you to be a part of the mission of what we do here.
I like it a lot.
I like you a lot.
Okay, stop it. Speaking of liking people, sometimes maybe you just don't have that person in your life that gives you the love you need.
Gotta have the love.
The attention, the affection.
Where's the love?
You know, we just need to feel loved. We need to feel liked. And we need to get more likes on our YouTube channel, Stand By For Awesome.
Huh? Oh, love it. Promote it.
You know, we work hard. Yesterday we did the SWAT obstacle course.
Swat.
For you.
So excited.
YouTube.com/StandByForAwesome. What?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Well, I'm wanting to. So, that being said, guys, I found a way to make us more YouTube famous.
Talk to me.
At least if it pans out for this guy. Johnny Mullins. He's from Jenkins, Kentucky. So today, of course, Whiskey Tango, Kentucky. 21. He's an inspiring or aspiring weatherman. He's been posting videos of himself making weather forecasts on Facebook for a little while now.
Beautiful.
But he hasn't garnered much of a following.
I'll follow him.
Well, there's been a lot of wildfires in his area lately. So he came up with a fantastic idea to set one himself and film himself in front of it to get attention to his videos.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
He wanted people to be drawn to his videos more. So he lit a wildfire. Well, cops quickly traced the fire back to him and he was arrested for second degree arson. Fortunately, no one was hurt in the fire, and the fire department was able to contain it. And Johnny's video about the fire only got a few thousand views on Facebook.
Whoa.
So actually, it seems like maybe it didn't work out.
Well, let's check out the video.
Good afternoon, everybody. Johnny Mullins here at Dunn U with the dangerous forest fire conditions we are dealing with this afternoon. As you can see, we are dealing with some dangerous forest fire conditions. We have trees, actually, that are on fire right now. I mean, let me show you some of this toward the ground. As you can see, continuously just beginning to just stay on fire. Let me get behind this fire part where I can show you. Don't want to get so close to the fire because of the smoke. But as you can see behind me, this is what we're dealing with. We are dealing with some very, very dangerous conditions this afternoon across eastern Kentucky. Wow.
Okay, so he actually set the wildfire.
He set the wildfire. I will give him this. He did sound pretty great.
You know what? He did. He actually did sound like a weather guy.
Although he did say we got some dangerous conditions about 17 times. But, you know, you get nervous and you kind of repeat things.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, that's not the way to do it.
We shouldn't start a fire?
No, we should never want to do something like that.
I've got a great alibi though.
Just for more views and subscribers? No.
No?
No.
What else should we do?
What was that movie that came out with the reporter who would actually start
Nightcrawler.
Woo! Did you guys see that?
I never saw it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Some crazy reporter, he would end
played
up...
Played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
He would commit the crimes, right? And then he would show up
Wait, is this a bit
as
of spoiler?
The reporter. Well, that was a true story.
No, that's the plot.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a true story. There was a guy who actually did that.
Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't get enough credit for being a good actor.
He's a really good actor.
Maybe if you watch his movies, he would.
My favorite is Prince of Persia.
What?
Yeah, man.
Just you make fun of me and Vin
phenomenal
Diesel?
Phenomenal really? Acting.
Okay.
Just.
You can never make fun of my Fast and Furious Vin Diesel movies.
Rawr. I actually didn't hate Prince of Persia. It wasn't the
okay,
worst
here's a serious question. Who do you guys think would win in a fight? King Kong or Godzilla? And we're talking the new versions.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen the trailer.
What is a king to a god, I ask you? Oh, well, Godzilla!
Are we really? Are we about to nerd for real?
Because look at this.
I'd go King Kong.
I feel like
I'm going Godzilla really? All day long.
Really?
Yes. He beat those Mutos. Two of them. A flying bug thing.
Yeah, but you
and
saw
you know what
it,
he did?
King.
He smacked it and he opened its mouth and breathed that atomic fire
King
straight
Kong could
into
do that.
That.
Well, he couldn't breathe fire.
No, he couldn't at all.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Those little crazy crawler things did not have opposable thumbs, and they didn't have like really a way to combat that. I feel like if Godzilla tried to do that, then King Kong would grab him by the head and twist his head away from him, and I think it'd be a good match. Which, by the way, Kong Skull Island looks
awesome,
phenomenal.
Wow, that looks really good. When does that come out?
Oh man,
next year sometime.
Yeah,
I own like year. Every iteration of King Kong at home, like even dating back to the claymation King Kong.
And he's
I
huge.
Love
this. Isn't Peter King Jackson's King Kong?
Gosh, this is going to be
this
so
King
good.
King Kong is huge.
I didn't like yeah. Peter Jackson's.
It's going to be like the 1980s
it was
Kong.
A beautiful movie, and you need
it
to
was,
shut
it
up.
Was it? You didn't like it? Not you right. were in it.
Yeah, Jack.
Thank you.
I liked it. Thank I mean, you. It was no Mighty Joe Young. you guys remember Mighty Joe Young?
I liked Mighty Joe Young. Right. Had Charlize Theron in it.
It
I
did.
Loved that movie. It was yep. sweet.
It was really sweet.
Keep the whiskey tank going.
All right. Talking movies. Just digging into roles. People excited. One guy, man, took his role of criminal very seriously. He had a task at hand. He wanted a katana sword. Not just any katana sword. A Japanese katana sword. Mm. He's found it.
Online?
He should have gone to a truck stop.
No, man. At a comic book shop in Anchorage, Alaska. Hobbs.
Yeah.
But when one wants a Japanese katana sword and can't afford it, you gotta go to great lengths. Unless you're a ninja.
Oh! He was a ninja?
Yeah.
He's a real-life ninja?
I mean, he dressed like one when he broke into the comic book shop and tried to steal it. But just because you dress up like a ninja doesn't mean you're actually stealthy like a real ninja, because the security cameras caught the entire thing. But not the ninja.
Oh,
he's actually
really?
Still on
is
the list.
Is he that good?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's that good.
Did he get away with the sword?
He's the only ninja in Anchorage, Alaska, so...
Somebody's got a spot.
Cops are currently trying to hunt him down.
He robbed a comic book store.
He did. He robbed a comic book store.
And it's a crappy-looking comic book store.
It looks really bad. It's Anchorage, Alaska. Did we mention that? Anchorage, Alaska. Where's the ninja?
He's back there. He's in the shadows.
Oh, my gosh. He really is Whoa. Trying to be stealthy. Is he a ninja or is he the Black Ranger?
No,
he's a ninja from Ninja Turtles.
He looks like he's wearing
the
a cape.
Foot Clan?
Yeah, he's Foot Clan.
Is he wearing a cape? No, he looks like... I don't know what he is.
What if, in real life, he's from, like, 1412, feudal Japan?
Feudal Japan.
And he came forward in time because the ancient relic known as Japanese Katana Sword was stolen from his clan. Mm. And he had to get it, but... The people at the comic book shop thought it was just like a replica toy sword, but turns out it's the real deal. We've seen that in movies before. So that ninja's the reason they haven't caught him.
Look at him running.
He's running
he
in a
went
circle.
Back through the portal, and we don't know anything about it because he used it to defeat the demons that were trying to take over the Great Wall of China.
He's running in a
circle. Japan, and
that's ridiculous.
One day,
oh, man.
Whiskey Tango, Alaska.
Beautiful.
That's good.
That is good.
Guys, if you want to watch the break-in by the ninja, just Google Ninja Breaks In Steals Sword, Burglarizes Bosque's Steals Katana.
Bosco's.
That's all you got to do.
Stop. Your Google things are so long.
They're so... Hey, guys, it's real simple. You just have to...
Just Google this equation.
Let me give it to you again. Ninja breaks in, comma, steals sword. Ninja, in quotes, burglarizes Bosco's, steals katana, and you can watch the video. It's really
just worth an
it.
Easy it's Google. Worth it. Easy Google, sir.
Just Google Alaskan ninja, since he's the only one.
Just Google guy dressed as a ninja broke into comic book shop in Anchorage,
called Bosco.
Alaska this weekend, and he stole one thing, a Japanese katana sword.
No,
just Google all just that. Google. You have to get everything in there or it's not going to work.
And make sure you put it in quotations. Oh, man. Here, I'm just going to Google Alaska ninja.
It's not going to work. So you got to do more than that. See?
Oh wow! It doesn't work. You. The first thing they came up was Eskimo Ninja. Oh,
click that. There's a real what
dude.
Is that?
There's a real dude named Nick Hansen.
Oh, he's American Ninja Warrior guy.
Who's the Eskimo Ninja?
I know that guy.
Wow.
Oh, I watched the show.
I mean. Yeah. He was on American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, he's an Eskimo.
It's the official page of the Eskimo Ninja. So I guess he's not the only ninja in Alaska. Unless this dude is... What if it was that easy and I just Google searched it and found the criminal and turns out he was hiding in plain sight as the American Ninja Warrior?
As Eskimo Ninja?
Yeah.
Where'd Teo go?
He
just vanished.
He really did. Is Teo the Alaska Ninja?
He's the Eskimo.
No, there's already Eskimo Ninja. That's Nick Hansen.
He's the Mississippi Ninja.
Oh, wait. It is like the fourth story down, actually. Burglar in ninja costume steals katana sword from Alaska.
Got to Google all that.
No, yes, you don't have to.
Teo's the swamp ninja.
What?
He's from the swamp.
No, he's from Mississippi.
Isn't there's no swamps in Mississippi?
I don't know. I've never been.
Me neither.
There's a river. Yeah. You know, a dream is like a river.
Do you got another Whiskey Tango?
I don't, actually. It's Friday.
Okay.
Those are my Whiskey Tangos.
All right. Thank you for those. Those
no,
were great.
No problem.
Those were a lot
no
of fun.
No problem.
Those were fun.
Got to go hide my ninja costume now.
Seriously, that is ridiculous. That guy just running around with the katana sword.
Yeah.
Dressed as a ninja.
It's a sword.
It's a sword.
Yeah.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in, be a part of the show. Remember, guys, leave voicemails if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Asking you to be a part of Star Week.
It's coming up the first week of December. We're really stoked. We are a nonprofit, non-commercial radio station. That's why you don't hear tons of stop sets with like lots of commercials. You just hear us and maybe a song or two. And then yeah.
We need our break. I just realized I haven't ate any breakfast this morning.
What is
my
wrong
stomach
with you?
Is just growling over here, and I'm going, why didn't I eat during the last break? What is wrong with me? It's almost 8:30, and I haven't touched it.
I feel like a champion. By the way, the app is up and working, as is our online player. So if you're
good job, Steve-o.
Watching us through the webcam because you think that's the only way, I fixed it.
Good job.
Pretty happy with myself. Daniel's on vacation. I've been terrified.
You're doing great.
We did it.
Hey, another big shout-out to APD SWAT for having us out yesterday.
Yep.
We went down to the what would you call that building? It's just the police station? Just the police station down there?
The police academy. Yeah.
Police academy?
On, like, Montaño and Secondary?
Yeah, it's where they train, and there's a SWAT course that they have down there that's, like, probably half the size of a football field.
Yeah.
With a little track
around it. There's a 400-meter track that circles the course. Yeah.
And there's this course that when you glance at it, you're going, okay, all right, this doesn't...
The cinder block wall is deceptively tall.
Yeah, there's nothing crazy about the course. It's like a bunch of basic things, like running up, climbing over things.
Basic things.
Exactly.
Basic things like jumping through a window and, you know.
But you think about the American Ninja Warrior course or like obstacle like courses. You think like, well, you have to swing from this.
You didn't do the part where you had to go, you're under arrest, and you had to use...
What was that?
Yeah, it was over in between the cinder block wall and the chain link fence.
I didn't see
that. Tao and I went and did that. Yeah.
Oh.
You have to grab these arms, basically, and pull them as if you're pulling an assailant's arms behind his back, and they're not light.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we both did it.
Nice.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I wish I would have done it.
Just feeling like a champion today.
But we got out there, and the three of us had to run the course, and that's what I love about the guys. They had $800, and they said, if you guys, if all three of you can finish this course, we're gonna hook you guys up with this $800
for St. Jude's.
For St. Jude's.
Yeah.
And so it was on after that.
That was really cool because Jason from SWAT, he was the one that set it up basically, and it was kind of a challenge, like, hey guys, we wanna have some fun. We know you guys are CrossFitters and Dex and Sivo, you're cheaters at the gym, and so we wanna try and present you with the challenge that you can't cheat on.
Yeah.
But if you complete it, we got cash for St. Jude's. You know, and it was like, oh, Well, you're on.
Mm.
I was very happy to be a part of that.
And we filmed it and everything for our YouTube show, so that's going to be up around Sunday or Monday for you guys, sometime next week.
Next week.
So you guys will be able to watch it, which I'm excited because we had a drone out there flying around capturing all of it, and I struggled for sure.
We all finished it,
but it was... Guys, I peed my pants.
No, you stop it.
I did.
Was sad because we were all wearing somebody else's pants.
Yeah, I felt so awful.
They had to let us borrow pants.
I felt terrible.
We went out there with our gym shorts, and it was like, you know you're going to be like jumping walls and crawling through things, right?
I wish I would have worn shorts. They put me in this flight suit that was 5 times too small for me.
No, man.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. So they put me in that thing, and then they put a tactical vest on me, and then a helmet,
and we all had to wear it.
Jump over.
We all wore the
Fatty
tactical
McFatterson
gear.
Here.
Stop it.
I'm already fat, and
no,
they put
you're
a
not.
Giant vest on me with a suit that I can't even fit into.
Whatever, dude. You completed it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Teo had to help me out. I couldn't get over the wall. The wall's like right at the beginning of the race, and I couldn't get over it.
It was great.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, if you want to check that out, you'll have to find us on YouTube.
I would just like to see how many other people could do it, because you and Teo did a great job. But, you know, I kind of mentioned this when we were out there yesterday. As guys, we have egos.
Oh, yeah.
As a guy, we look at situations and go, I could do that.
Oh, yeah. Immediately.
I could do that. And maybe it's because when I was, skinnier and younger and I played sports, I could do way more than I can do now. And
yeah.
So my brain still says I can do that.
Yeah.
But no, I can't.
Dude.
It's not gonna happen.
Whatever.
Anymore.
You did it. Stop it. I did it,
but barely.
We all did it.
Almost
you
died.
You still did it. You completed it. That was what was important. I was very intentional with that run, going, all right, SWAT has to complete it in under 4 minutes and 35 seconds. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna come within the SWAT time. And then the guy that was prepping us for the course was like, all right, let's run it for real once. And he ran it in like, 3 minutes flat?
It was crazy.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to do that. But he made it look so easy that it was okay.
That guy in Teo went first.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like they were sprinting or anything. It was just like a light jog.
Yep.
And they easily hopped over the wall and the fence. And walked over the log.
Dex
and
I didn't fare so well.
Okay, you did great.
Stop it.
You did just as good as Teo did.
But did I come within the 4 minutes and 35 seconds? You'll have to find out on YouTube. Stand by for awesome.
Yeah. Did Dex make it in under 20 minutes? Well, you'll have to wait and find out.
Man. So here's the crazy thing.
I couldn't be in SWAT, guys. I just couldn't do it.
I mean, you'll have to find out. We don't know. There's a show on NBC called This Is Us. And there's an actress on the show named Chrissy Metz, and she's seriously one of the breakout stars. She plays the daughter, and she's very obese. That's her character. She's always had weight issues her whole life, and I found out some really interesting stuff that I think could help you, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. Think it could help you.
Okay.
Answer this, and then we'll...
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm hearing your guys' adventures in it, and it reminds me of something I saw on ESPN Ocho. It's called Battle Frog.
Battle Frog.
What it is? It's Battle Frog.
Oh,
and
frog.
It's a team. It's a team of 4 people, 2 guys, 2 girls, and they do this giant obstacle course, but in insanity mode.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we couldn't do that.
No. No.
Are you kidding me?
Insanity
they even
mode?
Told us there's hero mode.
You guys are CrossFitters.
No, okay. There's one CrossFitter, and it's Teo. He's been doing it for years. Steve-O and I have been doing it for 2 months.
Yeah, dude.
Okay?
Yeah, there's
and I'm
no
still
way.
Fat. Steve-O.
No, stop it.
He's like the Flash. He's like Barry Allen.
I am not the Flash.
Nice. Well, you know what the good thing about CrossFitting is? It's the only sport where you practice to do the sport all the time.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Drop the phone.
I'll tell you what, mock away. I ran the SWAT obstacle course yesterday in 4 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, did I just ruin that? Did I just blow it? I seriously wanted to immediately leave the obstacle course and go straight to the gym and hug all of our trainers and go, thank you. I'm joining SWAT. Yeah.
You're joining SWAT. I thought that when I first got there. I'm like, I'm joining SWAT. No, I couldn't even make it. I didn't pass the time. I didn't do it. But I did finish the course.
You did. We all finished.
So thanks again to SWAT, APD SWAT, for having us out. $800 to St. Jude's. That's great. Love it.
Coming up, I'm telling you, man, there's a new show called This Is Us. Chrissy Metz, one of the breakout stars.
Good.
She's a 30-something woman struggling with her weight, and there's actually something within her contract. We'll talk about that coming up.
Can't wait. Need all the help I can.
Get it? Can't wait.
Okay.
Wait.
We'll be right back.
Here's another amazing story about the impact of Star EDA.
Hey, it's Angela, and guys, your show is some of the best radio I've heard in the, many years I've been alive. Honestly, my family is going through a dark time right now, and I dread waking up every morning, but your show gets me out of bed with a smile on my face and laughing my head off. Thanks for being on the air.
Star EDA, touching our city and state. Your time to step up is during Star Week.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Deadly fuel tanker explosion in Mozambique.
Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio says he plans to challenge Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi for leadership of Democrats in the House. Pelosi, who's been the top Democrat in the House for 14 years, said earlier this week that at least two-thirds of her caucus still supports her. A vote is scheduled for November 30th.
The Albuquerque Police Department and Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office might become one metro department. Same goes for the city and county fire departments. With no boundary lines, City Councilor Isaac Benton says when someone's in trouble, in theory, any officer who is close would help.
Governor Susana Martinez is encouraging the community to pull together to help others this holiday season. Today she announced a new initiative called Pull Together, where 33 MVD offices as well as CYFD will collect canned goods and toys for New Mexico families in need. Most of the donations will go to families currently involved with CYFD. The rest to local food banks and charities.
The U.S. Surgeon General raising a red flag about addiction, both drug and alcohol misuse, calling it a major public health concern for the nation.
We have 20.8 million people in America right now who have a substance use disorder.
More than a year after Bobby Christina Brown was found face down in a bathtub, her partner Nick Gordon is ordered to pay $36 million in a wrongful death case.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Tao, you're back!
Oh, sorry guys. Yeah, I had to ninja out of there real quick.
Yeah, you did.
Don't go ninjin where you ain't gonna be no ninja.
good morning!
We finish each other's sentences.
Beautiful Friday. The time is 8:38.
The high today is 51 degrees.
How are the roads up there?
Traffic! Awful. There's an accident at left lanes blocked I-25 north at Gibson. We've got another accident, I-40 west at I-25. That's the big eye. It's a big mess. Oh, let me see. Is this an accident up here? I wish this map would work every once in a while. Guys, seriously, I'm hovering over a diamond and it's not letting me look at it. Another accident, two left lanes are blocked, I-40 west at Eubank Boulevard. And that's stacking traffic up all the way to about tramway. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Today is Mickey Mouse's birthday. He's 88 years old today. Here are some things Mickey Mouse is doing today on his birthday.
Oh, cool.
He's assuring Aladdin that he won't be deported.
Good. Oh, gosh.
He could be calling Hillary's agent about being the next Star Wars villain.
Stop it.
That worked.
He's also avoiding gator-infested ponds at his theme park. What?
Dexter, you need to leave.
That's over the line.
You need to leave.
On his birthday, he loves sending the Avengers out to pick up Taco Bell for him because he can. I mean, he owns the Avengers now.
Will you just stop?
You're mean.
Talking about everybody's favorite mouse, man.
He also could be getting testosterone shots in the hope his voice can finally be normal.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 88, guys, and it's...
Hey, everybody. What? It's me, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, hey, Buck gets so testosterone...
Was
it testosterone stuff, the shots that he gets? Is that what he gets?
I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to share that.
All right. Just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
Before the break, Steve-O was talking about my fatness.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
One, talking about your
no, I was not. You were.
You're
I was
right.
talking about
Nuh-uh. Lovely lady.
Nuh-uh.
How you are awesome and how you got through the SWAT obstacle course. And you were talking about how you're big and you want to get smaller. Yeah. So I think maybe I found a solution.
Okay.
Okay, guys, our one-year anniversary is in January. For those who don't realize, Morning Invasion is turning a year old. And in normal radio, not here, there's contracts, right, that are like yearly renewed. Got it, you know, like in the contract, and what are your ratings? What's the listenership?
What's wrong are with
we,
your face?
Are we going to retain the Morning Invasion? Will these guys still stick around? We don't know. They need more money. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I found something that could help you as we get ready for contract negotiations, which we don't do because we're not.
Right.
Okay. Chrissy Metz. She is a rising star.
I don't know who that is.
Well, she is a breakout on my favorite show on network television. It's called This Is Us.
Oh, this is your show.
This is my show, guys. She is a 36-year-old actress. She plays the role of Kate Pearson, who is a 36-year-old woman struggling with her weight.
Oh, she's the really, really big girl in the show.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, if you want to put it like that, you jerk.
I didn't mean to.
Gosh.
Okay.
You did offend a lot of people.
Now, perhaps one of the reasons she's so great on screen is actually because she says herself that Kate's journey is parallel to her life. On the show, she's struggled with her weight her entire life, right? She's always been the, quote, big girl, and she's never been comfortable with her weight, with her size. And on the show, she's trying to lose weight, right? So she meets this guy at like a, quote, fat camp, right? And it's like, gonna get the weight down. And she's currently this season struggling with that. Well, she spoke with TV Line about how in order to realistically portray this character, she actually needs to gradually lose the weight as Kate does. It's actually in her contract.
Really?
Yeah. She has to do that?
Quote, in our contract, it did state...
Spoiler alert. I guess we know she's going to lose the weight.
That would be part of it, to lose the weight in the trajectory of the character as she comes to find herself. That was a win-win for me because it's one thing to try and do it on your own, but as human beings, it's an ego thing. We're more likely to do something for someone else, end quote. So this is the best part. She wasn't put off by the requirement in her contract because she thought it was going to motivate her to try and lose weight in real life. Because, man, her story on the show, I'm telling you guys, it's my personal favorite show.
Is the season over yet?
No. In fact, this last week, it was bad. Spoiler alert. She found her boyfriend who was like also in like one of those like fat boot camps, right?
Yeah.
And they went on the scale and he'd lost a bunch of weight and he's doing really well. And then she got on the scale and she had lost a pound and a half.
Oh, man.
And she's like...
It's like Biggest Loser.
It's like, that's it? You know? And so... she doesn't see him for a couple days and she goes over to his apartment to see how he's doing and he's like eating Twinkies and it's like, oh, look, oh no, because he had been losing a bunch of weight and he thought he could, you know, but she's like, I can't do this. I need to focus. And she goes to a gas station at night and she's like overcome with guilt and just what's going on. And she buys donuts.
No.
I know.
Dex, you can't watch this show.
Guys, you can't watch
the
show.
That's me in a nutshell.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Hey, by the way, pause real quick. I'm inserting a challenge into this story, Dex.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because we just learned our character, our mm-hmm. beloved character, essentially turned left.
Mm.
Whenever Dex misses the gym, it's because he, quote, turns left.
He needs
Dex, you usually miss on Friday. Today is Friday.
That's right.
Steve-O's already skipping out on the gym because of laziness.
Yeah.
I need you to show up. You cannot turn left today.
Do you not know?
I think I have
no
to.
Challenge.
I didn't bring my clothes.
Sorry.
What do I? What?
You're working out in your jeans.
What?
No,
and
dude, come on.
You can take your jeans
you're,
off and work out in your undies.
You always stop at your house and pick up your...
You ride with me to the gym.
Okay.
And then Because I want to come back here for Thanksgiving.
Okay. I've already said okay.
I want to come back for Thanksgiving.
It's going to be over, but that's fine.
Okay. But what? It'll be over?
Yeah.
That's over at one.
Okay. We'll make it back.
Okay. To make sure they save me a plate. Anyway, sorry. Steve.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting yelled at by a pastor's wife right now because I'm ruining the show for everyone. Yeah. By the way, I watch the show with pastor's wives because no dudes watch the show. Like, literally no dudes.
I hope you're not watching it with other dudes' wives.
I can only talk about it with other friends' wives. But like, I know, right? And I was like, I was crying. I bawl every episode on the couch alone. Somehow, some way, Chrissy watched the pilot and she was like, nope. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the greatest show of all time. Nope.
Because Chrissy's like us guys.
Apparently.
She doesn't want to cry.
Yeah, we flip-flop in those things. I have emotions. She has a soul.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyways, this is part of her contract that she's trying to. However, in the contract, as it talks about that, she said she has to be clear that whether or not she loses the weight or stays the same, it's her choice. And it will ride with the character as well.
I like
so
that.
Depending on how she does. So maybe for 2017 we just need to put it in your contract. Okay?
I don't know.
Dex grows as a human and discovers who he is.
There's a difference. The difference is she probably makes probably $1 million a year.
Okay.
I make $10,000 a year. Big difference.
You do not make $10,000 a year.
Good Hello morning. There.
Got a lot. Calm
Hello.
Down, Christian.
Stop it. Is this really Christian?
Christian.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving,
buddy. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, you too. So, I can't wait for the request song for afternoon.
I bet. You're excited. What?
I heard they canceled that.
So, where's the voicemail number?
Well, look, here's the deal, Christian. If you want to get your song request, you have to call 505-585-5483. And you have to leave us a 15-second voicemail telling me why you like our radio station.
So, I tried to call them, but they're not working last time.
Well, nobody's going to pick up. You just leave a voicemail.
We had this problem last time with Christian.
Did.
He didn't understand how to do it. And Steve-O kept confusing you. So when you call, you'll hear a beep. After you hear the beep, that's when you start talking like you are now. You want to tell us why you love the station, and then you hang up.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. You're not going to talk to anybody, though.
Yeah, can I request three songs?
Can we try it real quick?
Calm it
Let's
down.
Say you called the request line, okay? Let's say you called. I'm going to do a beep, and then after you hear the beep, you're going to leave the voicemail, okay? You ready?
Right.
All right, here we go. Beep!
Hello there. I'm Christian Phillip Wiley. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening to Star 88. I'd like to hear it right. Come on, you weary. And Ellie Helcombe, as sure as the sun. And Pacific Gold, I'm set free. Thank you.
Christian,
yes!
That was a great voicemail.
That was beautiful.
It was perfect.
You nailed that.
Thank you.
Christian, good job.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. We have one song that's going to play at the end of the hour. I'm going to swap that out for Thrice, Come All You Weary, just for you.
Well, we come out at 4 o'clock, right?
No. Today, in just a few minutes, we're
going to
play your song for you.
So you better get that cassette tape out to start
recording. No, stop. You can't say that.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
We love you, buddy.
Love you.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right, I got to swap that song for real.
That guy, real deal. I love him. At the beginning of the show, I built a montage of the best moments of Christian. And, gosh, he's had some great moments
Beautiful. This
year on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about Christian is that he's very consistent. He knows what he wants, and he'll call and tell you what he wants every day. Very very consistent.
And persistent.
I love it. Love that guy. What were we talking about? Oh, Weight loss.
Yeah. Chrissy Metz.
Contracts. Okay, I like that. I think that's
it's for in her contract.
I think that's great because it goes along with the television show.
Like she wants to try and lose the weight, but she also said, "Hey, quote, I just have to be very clear whether or not I lose weight or stay the same. It's purely a choice of mine for health, not because I think that plus size, curvy, voluptuous, big bodies aren't attractive. Because I think they're awesome and sexy." She said, so I'll just have to make sure that's known because I'm not selling out the big girls. I don't do that. That's not me. But she's excited to see how this will go in her real life because as her weight loss goes in real life, that's kind of what's going to happen with Kate, the character, because you don't know if she's going to, yeah. I mean,
does she
know.
Say how much she weighs in the show or how much she, because she looks like what I would guess like 500 pounds, I would think. Because she's a big, big girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's beautiful, by the way.
Yeah,
she's a beautiful
dude,
lady.
Dude, she's really fantastic. I'm telling you, favorite show. It really is. The whole cast rocks my world. Vilo Montemagno, he is the best.
Mm. Just got a text from our buddy Morgan that says, shut up, Steve-O. We don't want to hear about your stupid Lifetime show.
Oh, gosh. It's on NBC.
Beautiful.
And some people like it.
Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you for calling.
I really like it.
You know what?
It's got Justin Hartley in it. He was Oliver Queen on Smallville.
I'll probably watch this with Leslie. I think Leslie would really like this show.
Good luck with that.
I probably will love this show as well.
It's so good, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's got Mandy Moore in it.
I love Mandy Moore.
If you love Mandy Moore, she's phenomenal. Actually, her and Milo Ventimiglia. They were just nominated for People's Choice Award, I think, as was the show for Best Drama.
Mm. That's cool.
So,
right on.
I'm a fan.
Dude, check good. This out. Dex.
Yes.
Wait, we got to go to... No, we don't. We got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Turn up my audio. Check this out. It's funny that we're talking about this.
Inside Edition.
Listen.
For the first time in 6 years, Juan Pedro, who is considered to be the world's heaviest man, weighing a staggering 1,100 pounds, is finally getting out of his bed.
What? Says, I think there is a new hope, a new door that's been opened to me, and here we go, to see what we can do about this. What can you do about it at this point?
The 32-year-old, who is from central Mexico, was assisted out of bed by medical professionals in order to seek treatment for his obesity and many other health concerns. The main cause of his unmanageable weight gain is due to type 2 diabetes, thyroid problems, liquid in his lungs, and hypertension.
At 17 years old, I weighed 200 pounds. At 17 is when I realized that I couldn't move because of my weight.
Wow.
In the past 6 years, he's been unable to get out of bed due to his weight. But his mom hopes that being able to leave his home is a small step in the right direction and could help his outlook on life.
In one of the depressions he had, he didn't want to go outside anymore. And when he wanted to, he couldn't move anymore. Now here he is walking around.
He'll remain away from his home for a few months of treatment.
That's cool.
Be sure to watch.
Gosh,
inside.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
I can't imagine being trapped in a bed.
Guys, if...
Not being able to move.
If you're out there and you're struggling with this kind of thing, number one, we're here to encourage you. Because I can tell you right now, you can do this. It's not going to be easy. You got to work very hard. And you got to work very hard for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key, is you have to just accept the fact that you're going to be working at this for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
That's true.
And every little gain that you make towards your goal makes it all the more worth it. And you keep going, even on the days when you don't want to. And you're going to have times where you slip up. You're going to have times where you just don't want to do it. But you have to get back on that horse and keep trying.
All right, so let's set a goal for me as far as the SWAT course.
Five and a half minutes.
No, I'm talking like, what's the time frame? Because I don't want to wait a year to do it.
6 months.
Six months from now, we do the SWAT course again? 6 months?
Yep.
All right. 6 months.
6 months, we're going to do it.
We'll go back.
We're going to go back there. We're going to do it.
Because I'll say it right now. Yeah, I kind of completed the course, but I couldn't do it without Teo. Teo saved me.
Teo! I'm here for you, buddy.
That's what he does.
I know.
That's what he does.
Thank you again to APD SWAT for for encouraging us, man, for spending time with us yesterday. And, man, I have so much respect for those guys. I can't believe they do all of that with all of the equipment, the tactical vest that weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah, no, 80 pounds.
The 80 guy that did, pounds? That's an 80-pound vest?
Breacher stuff that has to bust down the doors and
that's
stuff?
That's crazy that
His
they do
that.
His
vest is around 80 pounds.
They're jumping over those walls wearing all of that stuff.
And it's like sensitive
crazy.
Equipment. You have to be careful.
It's crazy, man. Thanks for keeping us safe. All right, when we come back, Christian, get ready, buddy. Your request. Christian, he's the only one that gets a request, by the way. We'll be back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back. Ladies and
gentlemen. This Thanksgiving, your dinner guests will enjoy the Pumpkin Spice Air Freshener, the Pumpkin Spice Potpourri in the bathroom, the Pumpkin Spice Candles on the table, and now, thanks to Butterball, the Pumpkin Spice Turkey. Through extensive experimentation in a secret lab in West Virginia, Butterball has managed to infuse live turkeys with the tantalizing aroma of pumpkin spice. The process involves a lot of hypodermic needles and some electrical shocks, but the less you know, the better. But we did manage to get a court order to kill that piece on 2020. Your kitchen will fill with that warm, inviting pumpkin spice aroma. The Butterball Pumpkin Spice Turkey. And coming soon, the pumpkin pie that tastes like turkey.
No way. I can't wait. Good
pumpkin
morning.
Turkey.
Pumpkin turkey. Pumpkin spice turkey.
Mwah.
Mwah. Mwah. Welcome to the show. 906.
High today of 51 degrees.
How are we looking out there?
Take a look. Traffic. Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, no. An accident in the left and right lanes are blocked. Paseo del Norte East at Rio Grande. Only the middle lane is open, and it's already being a headache. My friends, this is the one.
Love it.
This is the one we've been dreading all morning. Luckily, most of you have already made it to work. But if you're on the way, again, accident. Paseo del Norte East at Rio Grande. Only the middle lane is open. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Guys, Star Week is coming up.
Star Week!
First week of December. And if you want the Morning Invasion in 2017... Well, you're going to have to partner up with us. You're going to have to be a part of the station. It's just going to have to be. We need you. We need you, and we couldn't do it without wonderful people like you.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hey, man, I won't call, say I love y'all music and whatnot. That morning show's stupid, though.
What?
They stupid, but I love y'all station.
What?
And I can't wait to listen every day. I love to make fun of them on the show because they're so stupid. Love y'all.
Partner with us as we reach them.
That's mean.
Star Week.
Why'd you play the mean one?
Come on board.
I don't know. They're not titled. I don't know. It's when they call in, it automatically makes a promo. That's what I get.
Oh, stop it.
505-585-5483. It's our live line. Instead of texting, we want you to call and leave a voicemail telling us why this station, why this morning show, why you love it, why it's impacted you. Share your testimony with us.
I like that. But I mean, okay, when you say testimony, what if they leave us like a seven-minute voicemail? And then in the seventh grade. Oh, God.
We're saying around 30 seconds or less.
Okay.
If you go over that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, try to keep it.
Dex listens to every single one.
Hey,
short and sweet. I love some of the stories that we've heard so far. Are
just some of them.
Man, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
It has been very humbling to hear.
Yeah,
some of these because, man, I kind of feel like, and I've always been like this with radio. Mm-hmm. I'm in this little room and you kind of forget that there's other people listening. You know, you just hang. It's like I'm hanging out with my two best friends, and I forget that other people are listening. Mm. And then when we get text messages or emails, it's like, oh man,
there are other people listening.
Yeah, or you meet some of you guys out there, and you guys definitely feel like you're a part of our lives, which I love. You know that I love that, and we're family. That's the way I look at you guys out there.
Mm.
You're my family. Even though I don't like people and I don't like to leave my house, you're my family.
You're my family. I don't like to leave my house.
And I'm exaggerating. I do. I do like to leave my house.
You hate leaving your house.
Yeah, okay. All right. What do we have left to do this morning, guys? What do we have left?
Let's call it early.
Couple things.
I've got some nerd news. Can we do nerd talk for a second?
No news.
I thought we got rid of that.
Come on, man.
I thought we did.
Come on, just let me...
Talk.
All right.
Nerd alert.
Recently, there was a movie called Deadpool, and in that movie, there was a character named Teenage Negasonic Warhead, crazy character. Bleah. Problem with that was 20th Century Fox owns the rights to the X-Men universe, but not Marvel, right? Marvel, back in the day, they were going bankrupt, and they're like, we gotta sell some of our property so we can stay afloat. So they sold Spider-Man to Sony, and they sold the Fantastic Four, and they sold Daredevil, and they sold Ghost Rider, and all these characters out there, right? And then slowly but surely, they've been trying to buy them back. Well! This last year, we got a character in Deadpool that was owned by Marvel, and in turn, we're finding out that in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, we've got a character named Ego the Living Planet that's owned by 20th Century Fox, so they've kind of shaken hands on one little thing. And people are going, whoa, that's huge, because 20th Century Fox also owns the right to the X-Men franchise and the Fantastic Four franchise.
Hooray.
Which has sadly been a pretty terrible franchise for a long time. Well... little possible spoiler alert and behind the scenes. Avengers Infinity War. It's a long way off. But excitement for the next big Avengers movie has been huge. And the directors shared a behind the scenes photo from Infinity War and then immediately deleted it.
I'm a nerd.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I think that's Asgard. I don't think that's...
I think so too. But there's question that they may have deleted it so immediately because it was set in kind of like a castle-looking situation, which you would go, well, what's the big deal? Asgard, where's Thor's from, right?
Yeah.
Not so. A lot of people are wondering if it's not, in fact, Latveria, the home of one Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom?
That would be legit.
If that's true, that means that somehow, some way, Dr. Doom and or potentially the Fantastic Four could be making their way into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Which I would love, but I don't think it's true, because James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, said that they have not been increased chattings between 20th Century Fox and Marvel Studios. He said that they have to make deals like this every once in a while, and it doesn't mean that anything more is coming from it.
Yeah.
Nerd! Yeah. You're a nerd. You're a node.
It's pretty
Y'all nodes.
It's
I
really
ain't no node.
Wait, go back to that character. What is his name?
Ego the Living Planet.
What is that? That sounds stupid.
That's Kurt Russell's
You know what,
character.
Jerk?
What, Kurt? What?
Kurt Russell is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians what, 2.
What does he play?
Star-Lord's father.
Oh.
Ego the Living Planet.
Why is he a living planet?
We're going to find out.
But you read comic books.
You read comic books. I've actually never read a book with Ego in it.
Oh. Cool.
But let me show you a picture of Ego.
He's a planet with a face.
What? He's like a giant planet?
Yeah.
But he can make himself into a man?
Well, they're taking it a little
When he does
different.
That, he calls it a manet.
Nope.
I'm a nerd.
They're taking it in a little bit of a different direction with Guardians 2.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're going to find out.
All right.
Oh, that joke was not that funny.
No, it wasn't. I'm laughing. You're laughing at yourself.
Oh, no.
Hey, Steven.
Laughing at yourself, man.
Isn't it Friday? I thought Come it was on off in. On Fridays.
Oh,
what?
Hey. You brought your twin.
Hey. What's going on, guys?
Hey, guys.
What are you doing?
We're heading out to White Sands to hang out. So
wait, what?
Hold on. We're on the air right now?
Yes, we're live on the air.
Ryan.
What's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Get in there.
My name is Ryan. Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is crazy.
Yes.
Hi.
We're going to go make some art together.
Art.
Art?
Yeah.
What is happening? Did you guys plan your hair today? Like,
nice.
You guys both have like the squint.
Yep. Oh, thanks, bro.
You guys both have the like. Hey.
What's happening?
Who's Ryan?
Who's Ryan?
This is my good friend Ryan. We've known each other for about a decade now.
Okay.
Probably even longer, Steven.
Really? St. Louis.
But like, how much longer? Because so far I'm winning in the friend war.
No, you are. You won.
Let's do the math. Okay, 2004. Four or three.
Yep.
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
Child okay. play.
Just making sure I'm a longer friend.
My friend Ryan here is in a band called Story of the Year.
No,
he's not. I know that band. He's not in that band.
I remember that band. They were.
They're back.
Okay.
They're back?
And better than ever.
Okay, so
is it funded?
No big deal, guys, but we did it in like 12 hours or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, can you add my car to that? Because right now there's a GoFundMe because my car was totally vandalized thanks to the Trump rallies.
Oh, there we go.
And I need a new car. Come on. I'm just
shameless plug.
It's fine.
He does that.
Nice. What's the topic? What are you guys talking about this morning?
We're writing nerd talk, basically.
Yeah, they went into
we were talking about how Amberlin used to rip off Story of the Year all the time.
Yeah, so? You know?
It was weird.
Burn. Yeah.
Burn.
Yeah. Sick burn. Thanks,
remember that huge Amberlin hit, Anthem of Our Dying Day? It was so good.
Go punch him.
It was
hey, you know
so
what's funny?
Gosh.
The producer on our new album
yeah.
is Aaron Sprinkle, who produced
yes.
four of your albums, right? Four of them?
Yep. Aaron Sprinkle is producing your new record?
Yeah, yeah. But here's the funny part. Some of the
songs,
like, there's like four or five songs. I was going to talk to you about this in the car.
Oh, no.
That seriously sounds super Amberlin-y. Like, I can't help it. I just write stuff and what happens.
Oh, look, here you are.
Sound a lot like, I'm kind of a hunk in that picture.
There he is.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And it sounds really, there's like, especially some of the guitar stuff sounds a lot like it. Like, a whole lot. Like, some people will go, what? And then now that Aaron Sprinkle's recording
it
too.
Oh my God! Yes,
yeah. Like it's gonna have maybe some of that
if
sound.
You want me to fly
and we
to
know,
sing,
we know that you are heavily influenced by Amberlin, anyways, because of the Orlando Hard Rock show you guys did that was televised, and you were sporting an Amberlin
T-shirt.
Yeah,
we were just talking about it.
We were.
So
yeah.
I actually remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You really do? So did yeah. I. That's funny.
I don't,
how would I have known that if not actually remembered
yeah,
that?
It's a good
dumb.
Memory. It's a good memory.
I had no
it's
idea.
It's a good memory.
No, I was telling him, I don't want to embarrass you, but they have influenced me. Oh, he's influenced me a lot because I think he's one of the best writers ever, and I think Amberlin's one of the best bands that's ever happened.
And oddly enough, the best time I ever saw Amberlin live was when Moon and when you were gone.
Oh, that's right.
That was who all was there.
So the best that they were was without you.
Yeah, was without Steven. So he wrote the songs, you know, but then they were Dan and Phil came out
and you know, because I was having a baby. So they came in and they played here in Albuquerque.
They did play the Albuquerque
show.
You
look fantastic after having that baby.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So I heard it ruined your body. You look great.
It does. My thighs, they're just abnormal.
Oddly enough, wasn't that show with Switchfoot, who's going to be here tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are heading down to White Sands. Are you doing photography?
Yes.
Are you a photographer?
Yeah.
Nice.
I took that photo, sir.
Really?
This is you? How'd you do it? You're
How
sitting
do you
in
do
it.
That?
I have a 10-second timer, so I go.
Wizard.
Nice.
Confirmed wizard.
DYI, kids. DYI.
Dude, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right, we stop by to say hi, and then we're going to get some burritos and head out.
Okay.
Good.
Nice to meet you, man.
So, literally just in town for photos?
Huh?
Or hanging out? Okay.
I look just like Brad Pitt.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All the time.
Yeah, you guys. Right. I don't need to be in it. That's okay. We're just taking photos.
Just hanging out, with Ryan.
Ryan from Story of the Year.
Yeah, Steven, if you could go
way
that
more
way.
Famous than Steven.
There we go. There it is.
Mm.
Steven, you
all
can right. just okay.
Just good. Just live on the.
See you guys.
Just live on the radio.
Super
dude. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Big fan.
Nice to meet you too, man. Have a good rest.
All right.
Love that.
Love your hairs. Love your hairs.
I think my favorite story of the year song is
Story of My Life. No, that's actually not. That's a totally different band.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Different direction.
Okay.
One, you would say.
All right. Man, that was weird.
Hey, remember that one time Steven brought in the guitar player from Story of the Year?
That's legit.
Who was like one of my favorite bands in like 2003?
Yeah, right. They were one of my favorite bands.
Oh my gosh.
I loved them.
I mean, it was like, what?
Yeah, I didn't actually believe it at first, but then I'm like, wait, that's Steven.
That's definitely him.
Ryan. Yeah, that was definitely Ryan. I do remember that. They really did have a Hard Rock show in Orlando, and he sported his like beige Amberlin shirt.
Oh, Paige, man, we're so cool.
Yeah. Seriously.
We're so cool.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite moments. Until the day I die, I will remember that.
He said, I recognize you. I've seen you somewhere. And I was like, I look just like Brad Pitt.
That's cool.
Oh, man. Steven's entourage, you know, just hanging out.
Such a random entourage.
That's good stuff,
you know,
guys.
Just wanted to show off. He did. He just wanted to bring him in.
He didn't
want to
just show off.
Ryan came in. He didn't want to come. Ryan didn't want to come
in. I honestly thought that was Steven's brother. They look so similar.
I did too. I was thinking that.
They walked in and they had the exact same hair and they both like did the squinty laugh.
No, I thought it was his brother-in-law who's in Scream on MTV. That's who I thought it was.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was that new guy. He got hired here. The guy, Steven got some other guy hired here recently that's going to help out with some other stuff here that I don't know if I can talk about yet. So I can't really go into it. Sorry, everyone. I know sounds kind of inside jokey, but it's, I had to stop myself.
So they got their Story of the Year.
Okay, check this out.
I'm not going to lie. When he said that, I already lost my mind because I love that band. And he was like, yeah, Aaron Sprinkles, who's like the super producer. He's the best.
He's a super producer.
I mean, he only did Phantoms by Acceptance, you know, Cities, Amberlin, you know, phenomenal
records.
Why didn't
we ask him all this?
They just put out a GoFundMe and it's like 130-something% funded and they're still like a month.
How much money are they trying to raise?
When you do certain websites, they might have done a Pledge Music, I'm not sure, but when you do certain ones, it doesn't necessarily put the number they're looking for, but like how much of a percentage they've raised. And I think Pledge Music I think this is the one House of Heroes used. But yeah, so 134% raised. Wow. And they still have
155
days till release.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Somebody from Santa Fe just chimed in and said, got our tickets, Ryan. See you guys in January. What? Story that you're going on tour?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, it's like a full-fledged
reunion. Are they playing here?
Is this the person we just identified with? Yes, this guy.
Yep. That's him. Okay.
Well, you never know what's going to happen here on the Morning Invasion.
Yeah.
I really wished he was going to actually like chime in on my GoFundMe, but I guess not. It's
cool. No, man, he doesn't support that stuff.
Okay.
It's time for 4 more random facts.
Sorry,
and
guys.
Go.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Michelin Man originally was drawn with a glass of champagne in his hand, and he was called the Road Drunkard.
What?
Yeah.
The Road Drunkard?
They had to change that. There's only one basketball coach in the history of the University of Kansas who has a losing record. One. It's James Naismith. The guy who invented basketball.
Yeah, really?
He had a .478 winning percentage at Kansas from 1898 to 1907.
Wow.
James Naismith? Naismith.
Naismith. Naismith. He invented basketball.
I had no idea he invented
Couldn't take a team to the top. There have been 509 people on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. 478 of them have been caught. Wow, good job, FBI. And finally, there's only one bridge over the entire Amazon River. That thing is huge.
Yeah, that's
And I mean the river, not the bridge. Hey-o! That's all.
Okay. I'll never forget my time in the Amazon River.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random facts.
It keeps happening to you. Every time. And it's wonderful.
Yeah. Really wanted to share that story.
So, Steve-O, what's your fill-in word?
My fill-in word?
The word that's kind of the one that takes the space when you don't know what to say.
Let me
Here are some ways to stop saying all the time.
Oh!
Keep your hands out of your pockets.
Oh.
Pause between sentences. Know what you're going to say before you say it. And keep eye contact with the person you're talking to.
Let's do this.
What if you're talking to the Starmie?
We can still...
Yep.
Can't do that.
I'm kidding.
One, two, three.
Yeah, it's hard to...
What? What were we going to say?
Yeah. That's what's frustrating about it. When you watch...
Hang on. Guys, that guy from... Steven gave that guy my number, and he is asking me for an autograph.
That's weird.
Because he thinks I'm Brad Pitt. Which is fine.
What?
Calm down, Ryan.
You've said after like the third word every time. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take turns. We have to go 60 seconds without saying
But what are we talking about?
That's the thing. Okay. So, what will happen is,
Teo.
You have to look at Dexter.
Okay.
You give him the topic, and Dexter has to talk for 60 seconds about that. And then Dexter, if he can complete it, will turn to me and give me a topic, and I have to stare at him and complete that.
Got it.
And if I can clear that,
then I have to do
then it. I have to look at you and give you a topic.
Wow.
You think we can do it?
All right.
Dex, your topic? Look at me. Tornadoes.
And go.
Tornadoes are very spirally.
When
they hit the ground, they destruct everything in its path.
That's good.
They love to kill people. And I'm not going to be able to do this very well because tornadoes, I can't focus right now because a tornado can come in at any minute now. You could actually see a funnel forming right now. And I can hear it. Some say when a tornado is about ready to hit, it's like you can hear this loud noise. And then the tornado will come and shoo through the villages of time. And this is a long time.
You can do it. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Come on.
Time. Tornadoes are a long time, too, because they come in and they like to just chill out with everybody. All the time. And it's time to stir.
Yeah!
Good job, Donald Trump. You said nothing.
You said
a long amount of
nothing.
Time.
Nothing. I feel like you were supposed to at least have a coherent story.
I couldn't focus because I wanted to put my hands in my pants.
You said tornadoes want to kill people.
Yeah, okay. that was probably the worst.
There was a lot. You had me focusing on you, and then I couldn't put my hands there. It's just, I couldn't do it.
Beautiful. Okay, Steve-O.
That worked, though.
You can't say And I'm going to challenge you a second time. You can't say so.
Oh, wait, what if that's part of my story?
You are a very beautiful
speaker. If it makes sense within the sentence, then you can say it. But if you cannot end a sentence with so, you can't do it.
Wait, and so?
And so.
Are those my go-tos?
Those are
yes.
Your go-tos. Am I giving them the top? Who's giving the topic?
You are, and you have to look me in the eye.
All right. The topic is pit bulls.
Pit bull hails from Haiti, I believe. He is a hip hopper, and he does amazing things. Uh-huh. Although recently in the media, not so much, because he is the spokesperson for a terrible, warm, yellowy beer, and people don't like that because he had a party in Florida, and he was sporting a different brand, even though he's a spokesperson for the other brand. And so people were calling him out on that and saying, Pitbulls, you can't do that, sir. You need to go back to partying with the right brand and dancing the dance.
You can blink. It's
and
okay.
Talking to the peoples.
Breathe.
You also are a huge fan of Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Which is why your new album is called The Hunger Games, plural. I also happen to enjoy...
Good job.
It's harder than it looks.
I thought I was going to pass out. Yeah. I wasn't breathing, guys.
Yeah, I know. Dex said blink.
Seriously.
Well, you said to look at the person.
His eyes were so big.
They were watering.
It was like this. And then there was a time when Pitbull began to educate the children of America.
Pitbulls? Come on!
I said pit bulls, not pit bull.
Yeah, I know.
Also, the Hunger Games have always been plural.
I really wanted you to say something awful about pit bulls.
Why would I do that?
Because you're Steve-O.
So you could, you know, vilify half of our audience. Okay.
All right.
Challenge.
Steve-O? Adele's ex-boyfriend.
Which one?
The one that she wrote the songs about.
Which one?
Oh, snap. Oh, really? There were so many? Okay, Never mind. Okay.
Okay, Tao's up. 60 seconds on the clock. Go!
Adele is a world-renowned artist currently making waves in the pop market.
This is true.
She has been doing this for many, many years. Uh-huh. Starting with an album called 19, mm-hmm. followed by 21, mm-hmm. and the recently released 25.
That's good.
All of her albums have been written about past loves.
That's true.
Including 25, which was written about her father.
Really?
Yes. So, Adele decides she's going to put out a brand new record.
Uh-huh.
It's called 25. But why is she breaking the mold? Let's find out. The first record, 19, written about her adolescence, was also about her ex-boyfriend.
That's good.
You still have 45 seconds.
Ronald. Wow.
Ronald was a clown. He was employed by the McDonald's Corporation in America.
You still have 30 seconds.
And despite making millions and igniting terror in the hearts of children everywhere, Adele still loved him.
You still have 20 seconds.
She did love him. Ronald went on to become a multi-million... God, I was just getting started.
You did it.
You did say so, but that wasn't in your rules.
No, it made sense.
It did make sense. I know. It did make sense. Okay. He only said so once, and it made
good
sense.
Good job. All right.
Wow, guys, that worked.
It worked.
Okay, hands out of pockets, eye contact, and you had to think about your sentences.
Didn't work for me.
You slowed down.
I was just getting into Ronald.
You were rocking and rolling.
We were going all the way in there.
Yeah.
We were really going to figure out, like, did you know?
Did you know?
She wrote that album
when she was a teenager.
Ronald was old.
Trying
we were
to help
get
people.
Into that stuff. Why do you think Ronald McDonald's disappeared from the face of the public?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you why. Because there's no clowning around when it comes to dating.
Okay. All right. It's 9:31. We got to take
a break. Man, I don't want to.
585 Live. If you'd like to chime in, be a part of the show with us, leave a voicemail for Star Week. We come back. 5 tips for hosting a stress-free Thanksgiving. Also, some good news. 2 adopted girls. Love a good adoption story. Be right back.
Here's another amazing story about the impact of Star DA.
Hi, Star DA. I just wanted to let you know that I absolutely love your show. I listen to you every morning on the way to my work. I love the laughter that you guys bring, the realness that you bring, and that you're not afraid to share God's word. Thank you so much for everything you do. Peace.
Star 88, touching our city and state. Your time to step up is during Star Week.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney, who called Donald Trump a con man and a fraud during this year's campaign, now plans to meet with him this weekend.
President Obama, during his last official visit to Berlin, praised Chancellor Angela Merkel as a strong leader and his closest ally.
During a news conference with his German host, Obama said the solemn responsibilities of being U.S. president forces one to focus.
If you're not serious about the job, then you probably won't be there very long.
The U.S. Surgeon General raising a red flag about addiction, both drug and alcohol misuse, calling it a major public health concern for the nation.
We have 20.8 million people in America right now who have a substance use disorder.
Deadly fuel tanker explosion in Mozambique.
Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio says he plans to challenge Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi for leadership of Democrats in the House. Pelosi, who's been the top Democrat in the House for 14 years, said earlier this week that at least two-thirds of her caucus still supports her. A vote is scheduled for November 30th.
More than a year after Bobby Christina Brown was found face down in a bathtub, her partner Nick Gordon is ordered to pay $36 million in a wrongful death case.
Wow.
Good morning. Beautiful Friday. Thanks for being with us. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. Just a reminder, we got that podcast.
Give it to Stephen Christian.
we're going to make a how-to video for our podcast on how to download the podcast. I really think there's a lot of you out there that aren't very tech savvy,
yeah,
and don't know how to download our podcast. And so I think we should do that.
Okay.
Because I was driving home yesterday afternoon in traffic thinking, man, there is nothing on to listen to on the radio. So I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, and I was thinking, this is what you do now. If you're driving and you're stuck in traffic, especially, I'm always listening to podcasts. So if you get a little bit of the show, you can get the whole thing.
The best part is you can download it so it doesn't take up data or anything, especially if you normally listen on the app.
Yep.
It's a great way to just catch up on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can go to iTunes, just search Morning Invasion if you have a Droid phone, an Android.
The Morning Invasion.
Get it there. Google Play.
Give it away
this year. It's Christmas, guys. 9:43.
High today of 51 degrees.
Let's take a look at the traffic.
Accident left and right lanes are blocked. Only the left lane open now. Paseo del Norte East at Rio Grande. If you are eastbound on Paseo, you are not a happy person right now. In fact, you might be a little melancholy. Or as Dex likes to say, melancholy.
Melancholy.
That's your look at traffic.
Turkey Day is next Thursday.
Beautiful,
we're looking at 6 days
until Turkey Day! Wow. Dude, this is great Thanksgiving music.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm walking around Epcot at Disney World.
Oh, we're in Epcot! Look at the turkey! Look at the turkey! We know your Thanksgiving will probably be stressful. We talked this morning earlier. Somebody wrote in because they were thinking about not going to Thanksgiving dinner because they were scared that there was going to be a huge fight over the election.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. So you're stressed. We get it. We get it. Here's 5 tips for hosting a stress-free Thanksgiving. Steve-O, I hope you're going to write this down because you're hosting this year.
I am.
All right, 5 tips. Here we go. Number 5, order in, guys. Just order
what?
In.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
You don't want to worry about cooking.
No.
How about washing dishes?
This is all
Chrissy
bad
doesn't want to
already.
Clean the kitchen.
No, that's why every year what we do is somebody, hey, can bring the plates, can bring some like fake silverware. What is that stuff called? Plasticware.
Plasticware.
Come on.
That's actually a good idea.
I know. Heard about it.
Yeah.
If we have big things like that, you know, for birthdays, or
yeah,
whatever,
but a lot of families
they want to break out the fine.
They
china.
Want to break out the fine.
What
china.
If your fine china is racist?
You do have racist china.
You do. Yes. You would like to know more about that, download the podcast. Search The Morning Invasion.
Probably
there's actually a racist china episode.
Stop it.
Yep. Sadly, I inherited some.
Yep. Or you could just Google the time Steve-O talked about his racist china that his mother gave to him on his 6th birthday. You have to Google all that.
Mm.
Keep Googling.
All
right.
Pretty sure you can just Google racist China. Well, don't Google it. Actually, don't Google that.
Gosh, you're making bad decisions left and right.
All right, so order in, or you know what? Just plasticware. Plasticware. Number 4, stick to the classics. You don't need to reinvent the wheel when it comes to dinner. What are the classics?
Turkey.
Thank you.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Thank you.
Stuffing.
Thank McDonald's. You.
Green bean casserole.
Thank you.
Cranberry sauce.
Thank you.
Yams.
Sandwiches.
No, not
peanut
that one. That
and
is
jam.
The next. That is the next day.
4th of July.
That is the next day.
Stick to the classics.
Bacon wrapped asparagus.
Christmas tea.
California rolls.
Yes.
You're gonna want some egg rolls as well, as long as you have the gluten free soy sauce to dip them in.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Pan prepared wasabi. I feel like I'm on a roll. Huh? Huh?
You stick to the classics, guys.
Yeah.
Don't try and reinvent
Mugu Guy Pan.
Stop. No.
Okay.
You mentioned this, Steve-O. Number 3 on the list on how to have a stress-free...
A Thanksgiving dinner.
Delegate.
Yeah.
You got to delegate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delegate responsibilities.
Yep.
Like, for me, I'm in charge of the turkey this year, so I'm super nervous.
You are not
I'm trying
charge.
A new way
Dawn,
of cooking a turkey.
Dawn is actually in charge of the turkey.
Wait, what?
Dawn is actually...
There's a new way to be turkey.
Dawn is actually in charge of the turkey this year.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Dawn.
As she was last year.
We'll see who has the turkey. We'll see who has the
better turkey. I believe the year before.
All right.
Steve-O, your sister has mentioned Star 88 in a comment on Facebook. What's that about?
Oh, good. Did she really?
Yes.
I'm going to look.
I can't find it. But deleted. It said she did.
I might have just deleted it, guys.
Why would you delete
I'm sorry.
Something like
okay.
that?
Yeah, so delegate. That's number three on the list. It, you know, that's it. You have to, if you have kids, put those little brats to work.
Okay.
They're the ones who should be washing the dishes. They're the ones who need to take out the garbage. They need to put everything away.
Yep.
Number two, clean your kitchen.
Clean it.
It'll be easier to keep everything organized if you start off with a clean kitchen. Organize, get the fridge ready. There's a lot of preparation that comes into getting ready for Thanksgiving. So clean your kitchen, get it clean. You don't want to cook in an unorganized kitchen.
Mm.
Number one, we're 6 days away. You go to the grocery store now.
Oh,
guys,
dude, that's very smart.
Think about this. Next week is going to be crazy.
It's
going to
be horrible.
Thanksgiving week is...
Just go on Wednesday.
It's worse than Christmas, I think.
Go on Wednesday.
Speaking of worse than anything, I'm apparently heretical because you do not use paper or plastic products for Thanksgiving.
A lot of people would say that's racist.
Heretical.
It's not.
I don't know if racism would play.
I'm being environmentally friendly by breaking out the paper.
Not really.
Yeah.
No, you're actually
no,
not.
No, you're destroying trees.
No, not. But I'm not using plastics. I'm using papers.
But if you would use fine china, you could just wash it and use it again and not use any paper or plastic.
Exactly.
Man, you hate the environment.
Yeah. Guys, it's going to be crazy next week. The store is going to be nuts. You don't want to be sitting in lines.
Right.
It's time to prepare now. It's time to stock up now. It's time to start prepping now. I'm a doomsday prepper. I know how to prep.
Gosh, you're so good at it.
But I got to be honest. The truth is, in actuality, everyone listening right now is thinking, that's a great idea. I'm going to go now. So now it's going to be crazy this week. So you're going to want to wait until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because nobody's going to go because they're all going now because they listen.
That's not true at all.
Yep. So wait
until
the day of and it's going to work out perfectly.
No, you got to make that list and you got to go and get all of it now. Or
is
you're going to be running
on Thanksgiving?
Back.
Yeah, three games, dog.
Can
we're watching
skip
them all.
It?
No, man.
What?
We got to watch a movie.
Your boy Dak Prescott, yo.
Yeah, he'll have a good Thanksgiving. We know that he doesn't need us.
He's playing.
That's the best part. That's what puts me to sleep. It's not the food because I'm like a pro when it comes to eating. It's the football.
Is this the game when Romo and Dak throw balls at each other?
Yes,
guys, here's
Thanksgiving is the day.
Here's the question. Dave Myers just texted.
Who is that?
And said he loved getting invited to our Friendsgiving get-together.
Oh. Dave Myers, well, reason nobody invites you is because you're always begging to get invited.
And
nobody likes
a
beggar.
Kids. You have a lot of kids.
Well, you're supposed to support beggars.
You have a lot of kids, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of kids. And, we don't have the diaper changing station anymore, so they can't break that again.
Exactly.
Stop it.
That's good.
See, what happens when you break something at Steve-O's house,
maybe,
you're not invited anymore.
Maybe we can invite him again. What do you think?
That's up to you, bud. It's your house.
Okay. I don't know. It's actually up to Chrissy and Dawn. They really.
I like how you're trying to transfer the power and the blame, but it's up to you.
That's true. So guys, why is the Hulk the Avenger for New Mexico?
Makes sense.
Marvel just released a list of all 50 states and the Avenger that's from that state.
Wasn't he in New Mexico when he got hit by the gamma ray?
That's it. You're right.
Focus.
Yeah. Los Alamos.
Focus.
Hey, what's the number?
585. National.
Okay. There you go. Five tips on hosting a stress-free Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving at the Jitter House.
It's going to be so good.
At the Jitter House.
That's right, everybody. I'm Joe, and I'm ready to rock.
Oh, man.
Can't wait to have a turkey off with Don.
It'll
be fun. And I'm in charge of the cranberry sauce and what?
You're just in charge of the cranberry sauce and the rolls.
And the rolls.
Oh, I have to eat an entire can of cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Write
that in your phone.
We've
got to write that down so we don't forget.
You saying that reminds
me.
He's
got to do an entire can.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Remember,
Facebook Live.
He lost it.
Wait, why did I have to do that again?
Why did you bring it up? Tao and I totally forgot.
Yep.
Dang.
And you are the worst.
But what did I lose?
Hold
I don't
on,
even remember.
Siri, remind me on Thanksgiving
around
2 p.m. To tell Steve-O he has to pay up on his bet of eating cranberry sauce.
Great. By the way, the live line just chimed in and said, first rule for Thanksgiving, be handsome.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Thank you.
Great.
Done and done.
I know, am I right?
I have to do it now.
I even did my hair today, so feeling great. Thank you, Adam. That was Adam. Thank you, Adam. Adam's got that down, dog. That beard.
Got it down.
Handsome.
I've actually created a Facebook invite for the Jeter Thanksgiving party. If you guys want to come, all you got to do is just you go say, I want
to
come.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring something, though.
Yeah.
You got to bring something to the table. What are you bringing to the table? That's the real question.
And it's $20 a head.
All are welcome.
I'll be collecting the money at the door.
Yeah, you know, just little things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not $20 a family. It's $20 a head. So that's if you have like five kids, it's going to be $1.20, you know?
Man.
It's expensive.
That's
gotta
the way to do it.
Got to keep the house heated and the lights on and buy a car. Buy a car. Somebody just chimed in from Artesia and said, I think that it's the Hulk because of green chili.
Wrong.
Yeah. Good. It could be, though.
We're pretty much done with the show this
week.
Yeah! We're pretty much done, guys.
No, this week is over.
I have like 17 news items to get to.
Oh. We're going to have to do those on Monday.
We're out of time. We're out of time. So,
we're out of time.
Thank you guys for calling in. We've gotten a lot of great promos from you guys.
Mm.
So over the weekend, this is the time to call and leave voicemails. All right? We need you guys to share a quick 30-second or less testimony, story.
Yeah.
How has the station, how has the morning show impacted your life? Here's a little quick example for you guys.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hi, I love Star 88. I wanted to call and leave my thoughts and say thank y'all for all the music you play.
Thank you.
Just keeping my spirits lifted all day. And
awesome.
I don't like the Morning Invasion. I feel like they shouldn't talk about some of that stuff they do.
Wait,
because
huh?
They're real offensive to me. But I love the station. Can't wait to support it. And y'all have a good day.
Okay. Partner with us.
I feel like that person was making fun of me.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
What was up with that?
That's not the way to do it.
I don't know.
That's not a good example.
Don't do that. Yeah, that's a terrible example. Don't do that.
Why would you play that one?
Well, I didn't mean to. 505-585-5483.
Yeah. You need a car? Your sister just posted a link to a GoFundMe about you needing a car.
Stop it.
Wait a second.
Stop it.
It's on Star 88.
We're out of time.
Well, let me see
that. We're out of time.
Steve-O needs a car?
That's what it says right there. Stop it. We're out of time.
Many of you know my brother needs a car.
So for all the information, people need to go to our Facebook and see
an anti-Trumper
that his sister posted.
Stop!
Bashed his car in, so he doesn't have a car, so people can donate to that. That's pretty cool.
You know, we talked about it last week when my car seriously got vandalized, and then I jumped on Facebook and my mom and sister did that, and I initially was pretty irritated. I think I've swallowed a bunch of humble pie. I think I'm cool.
Steve-O. Let us do that for you.
Stop it.
Okay.
Let
the Starmie help you and quit and just shut up.
Hold on a second. Let me pull out some cash for you.
No, stop it, dude.
Hold on. Hold on.
Huh?
Wait.
Oh, you don't have. Yeah. No, we work at the same
fresh
place.
Fresh out of cash.
Me too. Just I know. It's okay.
Don't have it.
It's okay, man. Hey. Ministry.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. What are the options of expanding the GoFundMe to include other people?
Yeah. Could maybe.
Because you might hate taking money from people, but I'll do it all day long.
I don't know if you've realized I've had a spare tire on my car for 3 weeks now.
That is true.
Hey,
can we put that into the
Dex,
thing?
It's been about six weeks.
I'll call my mom.
I know.
I'm going to call my mom now and say, Mom.
It's the longest I've ever driven.
Mom, can we add a tire? Can we add a tire to this thing that you did?
A tire for my car.
The thing that you did.
That's great. That's just, you know, it's ministry.
It's worth it.
Okay, we're done today. Have a beautiful weekend, guys. Seriously.
Yeah.
We got Reliant K Switchfoot this weekend. What else? What else did we mention?
Anything no, that's literally Brody's birthday.
Oh, Brody's birthday.
Brody's birthday.
That's right.
Apparently, I'm going to buy a car. So
this weekend you are?
I doubt it.
And a tire for me?
I don't know that. That's yeah. Hey, maybe they'll give me a spare tire.
Hey, there you go.
And I can give you the extra tire.
Okay.
I think we're all going to have spare tires after Thanksgiving. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.
See you guys. Weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, guys.
Whoa. What are you doing, man?
Just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poke the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.